Blog Talk Radio.
The most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone, finally got my dad back. Live or bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatch my dad back, guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home, welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at, a place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all, burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath, you can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed weed? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen.
Good evening, True Grudge Racing Universe. I am Big Sham, your host. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel. It is Thursday night. The Winter Nationals have begun. The Winter Nationals have begun. It is Thursday. My co-host, the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. It's over. It is all over. It is over. It is over. For the track. You know, these boys have been playing in Mexico and Australia and all these foreign lands. They've been getting up there. I appreciate y'all, as always, but the Winter Nationals have begun. Another great Thursday. We out here live on Thursday night, and I just want to first say thanks to all the True Grudge racers all year long. Man, it just seemed like I was just saying, good, I can't wait to start, and now it is over. It is all over. I mean, it went fast. So I just want to say thank you to all the ones that's just trying their best to keep it True Grudge, keep it alive, keep it going. I just want to thank y'all and keep it going. That's all I can say. This is an open book Thursday. You got something to say? Press the one button. That's essentially it. I really would like to try to figure out who did what this year. I got sort of a list wrote down. I started in transition of the year. Man, it got, you know, wavery, I guess, because I wasn't able to keep up. I think I do got majority of them, but Well, at the track, I know at least on the street, that's something totally different. I have to get up with my Gotham City council. that Tyreek and crew, they know who did what. But yeah, I would like to get some type of tally. If anybody knows who did what, man, just, you know, call me and let me know. But once again, all I can say is just thank you for what you do, man, what you bring to the game, what you bring to the table as far as grudge racing, true grudge racing. Let me see. I'm walking around as I go. Hold on. Let me go back to the board. Ain't nobody hand up. When I get there, I'm going to just start opening mics. Oh, man. I just start opening mics as I go when I get there. Man, hold on. Go down here. I know Brother Tate, man, I saw him. He locked in for Florida, going into battle. Him and that crew, man, that's gonna be something to see. Coleman Young, Brother Brandon, I saw him locked in too on Facebook, so that should be interesting. Wait a minute. Come on with the mouse.
What up, Sam?
Man, slow motion. What's the word? Let me see.
Oh, man. That fat lady done sent her first note out.
Oh, it's over with. Yeah, it's sure over with.
It was rainy and cold today, earlier today.
Yeah, it's good and done. I just, It's just going to be interesting to see how it all unfold for this winter time. It was some good action this year. Every year, it's always some good action. It was pretty good. Every year I say the same thing, man. It's going to be good, man. You know, we have a foundation. I mean, the foundation was laid a long time ago. You know, people don't. I mean, if it wasn't for them, a lot of they always talk about they don't want to hear about that history and all that. But man, without them, it wouldn't be no us. No, you wouldn't even be doing it. It would never have been nobody doing it unless they saw somebody else, you know, laid the foundation. Man, let me see. Uh oh. Terrio, come on with it. Already.
What up, Shannon?
Oh.
What up, Shannon?
What happened?
Hey, man,
what's up, Mouse?
What happened? You know, I come on every now and then. I was just listening to you for a minute. You said that for some people, it's over. You said it's over. The fat lady's insane. Shit, it never started for a lot of people, like Rob and shit. You know, hey, a lot of people never started for it. You know?
Oh man! Now wait a minute. Hold it. What didn't happen now? What did I miss? I've been out of the loop. I've been working.
Nothing.
What did
I
miss?
Well, I'm just saying. For some people, it never started. You know, you were just saying it's over. Shit, it's been over for some people like 3 years ago. You know, like my buddy Rob has been over with him since Mustang beat his ass.
Wow.
You know that. So,
wow.
You know, I just had to put that out there for a minute. You know what I mean? For some people, it never started.
Oh,
man,
my God. Wait a minute. Hold it. What did I miss? Not Mr. texting me. Brother Mr. What? Now, what you say, Terrio? What did I miss? I must have missed something.
That some people never started. You know, that's all.
They never started.
Feeding back off of what you're saying. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, they just start mockery or start talking shit, but... You know, a lot of some people never started, man. You know,
oh, man.
That's all. I'm just feeding that. That's all. I'm just giving a little.
You just giving your viewpoint on some people, I guess. Okay.
On some people, you know, like a you and Mouse talking about the weather that came, race season, you know, with this another year that then bit the dust. Y'all are so right, but for some people, it then bit the dust like 2-3 years ago, man.
Oh my God!
You know.
Now
you know
Rob's gonna be on your bumper.
That's all right, but hey, am I lying?
You know
he's
gonna be on your
bumper. Telling the truth. I'm just asking.
Oh.
I could take that. I'm telling the truth though. That's all I'm just saying.
Oh
my truth,
goodness,
Bree. So I'm gonna listen
you know
to y'all,
what?
But I just had to throw that in there. Huh?
Yeah, I usually don't. Well, I guess it's around that time for topics. I guess you know, usually in the times when racing is going on, you know, we trying to, you know, essentially, I'm trying to initiate grudge racing. So you know, that's why we call it Lock In Thursday. So you know, if you're looking for somebody, you know, you can call and Mouse then allot it. This time, you know, he give you, 3 to 5 minutes to you know, get it locked in, you know, and so forth and so on. And during the Winter Nationals, you know, I try to, have something constructive to, you know, man, really essentially try to, you know, learn from. You know, I try to have something that we can have, you know, some kind of dialect about. You know, grudge racing. So,
see, when you go back to that Winter Nationals, you got to leave that Winter Nationals shit alone, man. Unless you got to, or better yet, you got to label the Winter Nationals. Because some of these
you have to label
it. Some of them are really doing the real Winter Nationals. Some of them are still doing it. Shorty's still doing it. My dad, you know, Shorty's still doing it.
Oh, absolutely. If you listen to what I said, Terrio, I said
they doing
the
real Winter Nationals.
You know, besides you know, when
you
go out of town or whatever, but yeah, the Winter Nationals have
but
begun.
You said Winter Nationals, the real damn, let me get it right. The real Winter Nationals is still taking place. They still out there playing out here.
I said the people out there in them foreign countries, they getting it on. They still getting it on.
That's what the Winter Nationals is about. That means the track cold. As long as the grounds ain't wet, you can still get out there and play. Now these false flaggers, such as the Robs and them like that, them Winter Nationals, you gotta allow. They just cop it. I don't even know how y'all even call that Winter Nationals, because that's not. How about the Daydream Nationals or something like that? You got to rename that name. That ain't no Winter Nationals. You know, the Daydream
y'all
Nationals.
Y'all so hard,
or,
he's just on his neck.
Or the Wannabe Nationals. But that's for a lot of people. The wannabe nationals
it
may be nationals. It can't be the Winter Nationals. You gotta go by the real Winter Nationals. You gotta go by the real Winter Nationals. And you know what the real Winter Nationals is. That means it's cold outside, but you can still get it on as long as the ground is dry.
Oh man. Okay, I got a question. Mouse. Hey Mouse, let me ask you a question. Terrio, hold on 1 second, because I'm gonna ask you next. How long you been racing, Mouse? Grudge racing.
Let's see. Probably since my first grudge race was probably in about, I'm gonna say 95, 96.
Okay. How about you, Terrio? When was your first? You remember your the first time you grudge raced somebody?
Yeah, I started grudge racing about 84, right before the Bears.
84.
I remember it.
Look at
that. I've been doing this since 84.
1984. So I guess me, let me.
These raggedy ass tires.
That's a long time, man. That is a long time.
And still doing it and having a ball doing it.
Man, that is 1984.
Be a lot better than this year.
I was in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I hope next year. I wish it being. I'm looking forward to be a lot better next year. I mean, you know, car breaking down or whatever. The street thing.
Yeah, I was just telling somebody they was going to test. I mean, they were like, you know, I guess they had just got their car together, you know, not too long ago, just in the last 2-3 weeks ago or whatever. And, you know, they were trying to, you know, just to go out and go down the track with the car. So,
hey, man.
And they were just so like, man, it just, you know, they timed, it just took up so much time. And they hated that it was at the end of the year. And I said, well, you know, right now, the best part about that is you together, you ain't hurt nothing. So now for, you know, early next year, you know, you ain't got to wait. You know, you can get right up there. You know what I mean? You know, as soon as the season come back, then, you know, you ready. You know, you essentially, you can, you know, get some good testing in and so forth and so on. So that's the best part about it. You know, it took you this long to get it together, but now you together. You know.
If you look at it in my picture with Boo Magic, with my Malibu, I had the best year ever with that car. That car there, honestly, I had an outstanding year to me. Because I look at the glass half full. Once it broke down, once that strut broke, where was that? The down south or whatever? Whatever. Once it broke, what better way can something break on the starting line that could have caused somebody getting hurt or totaling out the whole car? So,
okay.
I mean, you can break at a lockup, and you locked in, and it break on the starting line like that. You couldn't ask for a better break.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
So I look at it, hey, you saved the car. My buddy ain't get hurt. So, hell, I had a good year, shit.
So, let me ask you this. Hey, Mouse, hold on, Terrio.
Yeah.
Let me ask this. Mouse, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Somebody asked me, you know, we was having a conversation, and I came up with this question. Who you following? Who, as far as grudge racing? Now, you've been racing that long. When you first started racing, somebody had to influence you. Do you believe that whoever influenced you, you took on they how they race? If they was scary, now you scary. If they was just a dog, now you particularly our dog. How they, you know, booked races or whatever, that you took on some of that, you know, the way that they did, you know, everything about racing, you know, who was your influence? Do you believe that your influence was what I want to say? Did you enhance it, or are you just like it, or are you worse than your influence?
I probably, that's a good question. I'm probably close to being like.
And it may have been more than one. Let me say that too. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get it all out.
Yeah, it was probably close, but I put my twist on it.
Okay.
Really,
who was your influence?
Well, when I came up around my area, it was like people that raced on Sauk Trail, Sauk and Ridgeland, back in the day, Boone, Nate, what's his name? Man, there's a bunch of people around here. Shit. I remember when I first came over by 115 and seeing Skin in the crowd, how he was talking to people. I mean, I just soaked it all in. I didn't talk a lot. I was just there listening.
Okay. So as far as how you, when you are together, let's just say that. If you all the way together, right, you know, you got your your car together and you ready to go. How you race, do you think that, see, it's kind of like the way you answer the question. Like if you got a particular person, like back then you can use the influence and say whoever. You said Boom. How he used to race, do you think that you not better, but, you know, do you do it just as much as he did? Or, you know, did you take your influence from how he raced or how he didn't race or, you know, how he booked the race or how he, you know, how he ran his program, I guess? You know, because
well,
some people, like right now, you know, they always say, huh?
I pretty much
what
got
say,
say when my car was right, I was kind of aggressive. You know, when it's right, I talk shit. I go around asking everybody, "You want to do something? You want to do something? You want to do something? You want to do something?" You know, that's and I probably, I mean that's pretty much anybody. But then sometimes I sit.
No, not necessarily, because you got people that they don't really pick. They don't pick. You know, that's just not their style.
Well,
they just, you know,
true.
You know, they don't say nothing.
Well, I say 75% of people when their car is right, then they gonna go looking for them. Well, even you got 25% they right, but they just gonna sit there and let people come to them.
It right, right, right. So okay, Boom.
And I've
and
done them both.
Nate, mm-hmm.
You know, it's
now you
what
know
up,
you
man?
Got your own slice of the pie, Mouse. You know, you always bring your own flavor to the
oh,
game
yeah.
too. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, you know,
who
as far as influence
that?
Wise, you know.
Oh, and
when you
and
if
I,
you
I
name
took some things from, I took some things from drag, but not. It was just how he drove, the things he did coming up to the beans. I took
mm-hmm.
stuff from him.
Mm.
I mean, if I
you
thought
you know
it was
who mine was,
I took stuff from people.
Okay.
You know who mine was, Sam. You know who my influence was.
Yeah.
I came up in
they
the game.
They texting me. I ain't
I'm
game. Not even fooling with these texts.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm going to tell you who my influence was, man. I come in the game. I remember once the Green Machine and them. I don't know if you remember them. That they used that at El Camino. I come in the game in a sport that I liked it. And my influence was Donator. From coming into something I ain't know nothing about. Getting whooped, losing. And determined to get into this game, man. And I brought my own flair, man. That's all that is.
Now, you know what, Terrio? I'm sure there's some people that, you know,
I didn't know
man, they saw it and
racing,
they just,
they
rebelled
I
out,
I'll
say.
I didn't know nothing about it. I'm telling you, I didn't know once I got in this game, I didn't know nothing about it. I used to come in back and out, and I saw these cars. I always liked the speed. I liked the fast car, but I ain't know nothing about it. And
mm-hmm.
Jumper Jimmy and them, I got milk, man. I didn't know that. I get whooped and I go and I do something else the next day. I do something
uh-huh.
else the very next day. I come back the next weekend, I do something else. And shit, I was determined to be a factor in this jump, man. And before you know
oh,
it,
my goodness,
that's man. Where it took off at. It just took off.
Yeah,
you
know, So, man, let me think.
Man, and my own flair is just my own personality.
That's
your,
like,
shit.
Okay, now, Terrio, I could give you, ain't nobody, you know, you just your own personality. I can say that. You
yeah.
are, you know, certain people, they just their own personality, and you are one of them in my
yeah.
book. It's just certain people that they own personality. But influence-wise, I guess my question is because sometimes, you know, when you come in the game and
now,
you certain people that you listen to, or you, like you say, you see them, Mouse name, you know, people that he saw,
well,
see
what
but
you call it,
like direct, I'm
game.
Talking about direct influence.
No.
When I say direct, somebody that was giving you information, somebody that was, that you was following behind. When I say following behind,
I was
they was giving
behind
you some type of instruction.
What gave me the drive was losing, man. That was all the instruction it took, man. And then, like, once me and Dre,
that's a true old school saying, because somebody else old school said, ain't nothing better, ain't no better teaching than an ass whooping. Keep going.
Man. I mean, man, they used to call me Donator.
Shaky told me
that.
I can say who said it.
Once me and Drag used to go at it, Drag was the elite guy, and you want to beat the elite. I mean, how can you be better? See, like, you come.
Some people
want to
beat the elite people. Everybody don't want to beat the elite people.
That you coming, shit. You coming
about
the jump.
I'm just saying, Mouse, do you agree with that?
That's all we do in the streets, though. But no, yeah, they don't because they're afraid. But you come into
the jumping
game.
You say about the ass whooping?
No,
about the elite,
wanting to beat the elite
beat
people.
The
oh,
yeah.
I say everybody does not want to beat the elite people.
Some people like to beat the best.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And you know that they give you the drive if you got that drive. Some people say, fuck it, and walk away from it. I don't got that type of drive. I want to.
Let me ask you this.
My best at it. What's that?
Let me ask you this. Do you all believe that you can take on some bad habits from the people that influence you? When I say bad habits, I'm saying stuff like if they are timid to race. How about that? You know, what do I want to say? You know, some people like you, Terrio, sometimes I think you fly off the handle. You fly off the handle and go. Now, somebody that influenced you, they may not have been that fly off the handle. But do you believe that's some of the influence that you may have gotten, Mouse or Terrio?
I got the influence. I'm telling you, the influence was them ass whoopings.
Period.
The motherfuckers with the donators. The donator, what they used to call me, donator. They go donator, and he easy to whoop. Like, he easy to whoop. You know, I was green. I ain't no shit. And, you know, man, this over the time being, you keep doing something, you're going to get good at it. That's all. Or you're going to walk away from it. That's what comes out of
the
race to this day, because I like the game. But you know what? Eventually, you're going to win. If you keep on going at it, man, eventually you're going to win.
Yeah.
And a lot of guys just give up a shit.
As long as you're going in the right direction.
I give you a perfect example. Motherfucking Rob. He get whooped that bus down. You ain't seen him. Zay.
Oh, my
Zay.
God.
Damn
yeah.
good. Zay.
Really?
Zay. Excellent winner.
Man, I know somebody going to call him. Man.
Zay, listen, man. I'm telling you, I'm giving you my rundown. Zay, excellent winner. A bad dude. He got a hell of a record. He got a hell of a reputation. A bad dude. Get his ass whooped or take a loss, then motherfucker go to crying. Wins and losses is going to come, man. They're going to come.
Uh-oh.
You keep on playing.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Go, man. I know
that's
I'm
Pete.
About.
I know that's Pete. Pete, your mic is open. Come on with it. Hello?
What up, Chan?
What up?
Shit. Lenny. Listen to Lenny, you get bad habits. You want to know the truth? Or you want to know the truth? I'm going to tell you the truth. You listen to Lenny, you get bad habits.
Now, wait. Now, why would you say that? Why would you say Lenny is a bad influence? Now, you've been racing a long time. How long you been racing?
No.
Grudge racing. When did you start grudge racing, Pete?
Grudge racing, we were racing at the incinerators and everything. That was in... Bobby wasn't born 89, 90.
Uh-huh.
We were raising me, Little Al, and then it went all the way out to my cousin Al and them, and then we got into, in the 90s, we had the Monza, and Corey bought the Monza off Al, and but shit, that's the truth.
So who influenced you, Pete, as far as grudge racing concerned? Who can you say was your influence?
Freddie's Toy, The Weeknd, and all them guys. That's where Green and Greedy. those are the guys I used to stick with. So, yeah, that's who I, that's the way I got the, damn, they could do it, I could do it, you know.
Mm. So, so you saying that the mindset, the bad mindset that you got was from Lenny?
Oh, the don't give a shit is from Lenny, yeah. Hey, Lenny, we only got 2 spark plugs in the motor. Fuck it, let's race.
You know what? Now some people call that crazy, but there's some people they like, man, I love it. They you know, it's like, you know, me and my brother, we go back and forth about, you know, what do I want to say? Just heart. You know, just the difference between being just stupid and having heart. You know, I think that's some of this. I get a lot of that from this too. You know, what's the biggest, you know, some people, man, they scared. Okay, you know, for whatever reason, you know, you your reason is your reason for not racing. I mean, but, you know, everybody has their own opinion about why you don't, why you do whatever. But that's crazy what you just said. I can't believe that you said that about
Sam.
Your teammate.
Hey, Sam, I'm gonna say the truth. I don't know if you remember Derek. Remember he had my old Malibu, the one Terry O had, the red one. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Used to drive it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Derek was there, and we like, man, we're going to go race this guy. What do you think? What do you mean, Derek, think about it? Lenny will come in. What's up? I said, we're thinking about racing this guy. Okay, lock his ass in. Come on, let's go. Bitch, you didn't even talk about it yet. You just want to go. We don't even know what it was. He don't give a fuck.
Oh man!
Now
you know what? I think everybody need one of them. You need, I mean, if it was more of them, I mean, you know, you need them. I think you need them. They're good for the game.
You need
them,
and you can get broke real fast too. So.
Oh man! Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me go back to the board. That's funny. Uh oh. I know it's a bunch of people on this line. Brother Lee, come on with it.
Yeah.
Good.
What's up, Sam?
Good evening. What's happening? I knew it was a bunch of people on this line. Come on with it.
Good evening.
Let me see.
That goddamn Nate Hill influenced me.
Now, how did he influence you, Shawty?
I was a little old boy, and I used to go around there, and I used to have a German Shepherd, and he had 2 Alaskan Huskies. I used to stick my dog on his Alaskan Huskies and beat my dog ass. And then I saw them motherfuckers had a chain on a motherfucking motor hanging from the tree. And they said, we're going to put that in the Cotomar. I said, man, they ain't too much older than me. How the fuck they going to put a motor in the car? But they daddy knew how to put the motors in the cars and shit and was showing them how to do it, making them motherfuckers work. Motherfuckers working on them 18-wheelers and washing them and shit and fucking with the motors and shit and ramming on them and shit. Man, they done took their mama car, took the goddamn motor out and put a motor in their mama car, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, don't fuck about no car. They put the motor in their mama car. I think they, Chuck and them started them on 43rd. Man, they said, man, I'm telling you, we're going to put this motor in this car. We going on 43rd behind the amp, and we going to try. I'm like, man, can I go with y'all? Man, you too little, man. Your mama going to kill us. I said, man, please let me go with y'all. Man, they got there, Mike Cow snuck me over there. Man, they burning, rubbing shit. I said, hell no. I like this shit. And you know what I did? Stole my mama car. She had a 77, no, we had a 6 something. Man, I'm raising motherfuckers in the V6, neutral dropping that motherfucker. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a straight 6, not a V6, a straight 6.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
a
I'm neutral dropping the motherfucker. Man, then, Why the fuck, now I'm about 13 or 14, why the fuck my damn uncle had a 78 Z28 Camaro or something. Had a 350 in it, the transmission went out, it sat on the side of the house. Man, I tricked them and bought that motherfucker. My mama ain't knowing none of this now. And I bought that motherfucker. I done blowed the motor up in my mama car. That bitch knocking. The 6 of them knocking. with that 350 and that motherfucker. Now we're beating the fuck out of Fat Kevin and all of them. That's when I met Fat Kevin and all of them. Beating the shit out of them. I'm in high school now. I'm beating the fuck out of them. Man, I'm tearing these people's ass up. See, I started out winning like Zay, but I wasn't no sore loser like Terry O said to Zay Wood. I don't know why he said
oh,
that.
Oh, my goodness, Greg.
That's how he feels. That's his opinion, you know.
This is true.
But, yeah,
but let me ask you this. The influence, what, like how you, because you hit yet another one, I would say an individual personality by yourself. How did they influence you into becoming how you are today? Or did they? Did you just come up with that yourself?
Well, I'm going to say this.
Like,
Terrio
said it
I'm
was because
that.
He kept getting his ass whooped all the time, so it just made him into who he is. But did any of them influence you that way?
What made me what I am today, it was a variety of people. And you take little pieces. Some people take a little bit from Big Drag, take a little bit from Dwight, take a little bit from, you put the white boys in, old Chucky Samuel, goddamn it, old Manuel. Manuel's always talking shit, didn't know a goddamn thing, but he whooping their ass. Hey, Terrio beat the fuck out, Manuel beat the fuck out Terrio. We was up at White Castle. Man, Terrio had a skylock. Man, we had a Malibu, couldn't run number 1286, man. I'll never forget it. We went to the track. He ran that bitch down the track. That bitch went 1286 on spray. Now, that was crawling, but it was running back then, I think. Man, I don't know how fast Terrio can run, but he get Terrio 7-minute break. For about 4,500, he get Terrio 7-minute break. Man, we had to keep 2,000 on. He trying to go off, but motherfucker going for 700 and 800. We right there on South Chicago. Right there in White House on 79. Man, we marked the quarter off right there. They had me on the finish line. Man, we'll get that man 7-minute break, got on street ties, and sprayed that motherfucker out the gate with street ties on. Spin it like a motherfucker. Don't carry your ass. Damn. Carry your ass slicks on now. Show you the difference in back then and now. Carry your head on slicks. I don't know what kind of motor he had because he didn't pop his hood. Man, we're at a little old 355 or 380. I don't know what the fuck that thing was. I just know it was a small block. It couldn't go number 1286 on nitrous. Man, we're uncapped the bitch at the track and went 13-something. He slowed the bitch down. I said, man, cap that motherfucker back up. Lead exhaust on it. He left the exhaust on it with street ties, McGregor street ties, Terrio had clicks on. I said, man, how the fuck you going to give him 70 hits? Man, he ain't going nowhere. Watch this. He ain't going nowhere. Because I ain't know nothing about no getting no motherfucking no 7-minute hit. That man gave Terrio 7-minute hit and caught his ass. Went on around him. I said, good God almighty. That shit excited the fuck out of me. I ain't going to lie.
I tell you, Sam. Them ass whoopers. Them ass whoopers like what he talking about.
Yeah.
I keep it real with you.
Hey.
Shorty, you remember on 59 that them motherfuckers that who was I running on 59? Chuck or somebody? I was running.
Yeah, it might have been Chuck.
Yeah, you was out there. That you was a little guy, man. You was a little guy there. I saw you out there. I remember you out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Them ass whoopers would do it, man.
Motherfuckers used to wake up on Friday and Saturday just to find Terrio. I couldn't believe it. They were looking for Terrio. Man, they were looking for his ass. He said, he's a donator. I said, what do you mean a donator? I didn't know what the fuck they was talking about. He likes to donate money. Come on. Man, they wait that motherfucker get to find that chicken, man. He got his ass. Man, that motherfucker had what you call that, flour and all kind of shit all on his shoes and his eyes and shit. I said, look at him. I said, this motherfucker ain't gonna take a bath. He wanna raise the motherfucker so bad. I said, this motherfucker is crazy. Man, Terrio give up that 2-300 fast the motherfucker. He done.
Hey, hold on.
Boy, you fuck Terrio out that 2-300, he threw.
Hey, Pete, is Pete still on the mic? Where Pete at? Let me go look. Pete, you
go
still
ahead,
there? Hello? Is Lenny, get Lenny on the mic, because I want to ask him something since she said that. I want to ask him. I just want to ask him something. I want to ask, Brother Lee, I heard you on the mic. I noticed you on the mic. I just want to ask you. Brother Lee, you there? Okay. I just want to know, out of all y'all influences,
hey, Sam, there you go.
Hey, Lenny.
Yeah.
Good evening. I asked this question about...
I didn't do it, Lenny. I didn't do it.
Your influences in this racing thing, right? And your compadre, your brother, and your teammate came on and said, you are the worst influence that he ever had because you don't care. Now, I want to know, who was your influence? Who made you that way?
Well, I'm going to tell y'all and I'm going to tell y'all.
Terrio.
Terrio.
Mm-mm.
Huh? I told you.
How so, Lenny? You mean tell me.
I growed up, when I first started racing, I was around Terrio. And Terrio had a he ain't care attitude.
Mm.
If he thought he had an ounce of wind out of 90% chance, if he thought he had 10% chance, that was a 10% chance he could win.
And he was going to take it.
He would go for it. And he was going to gamble.
And you know what's amazing to me? Because Terrio is the same goddamn way. Now, it's certain motherfuckers, he be like, he got small block. But it's certain motherfuckers could have a goddamn big block and be way faster than a motherfucker with the small block. I got the child, shorty. He going to give me the break. I said, what? Terrio, you going to get killed. Man, I got the child, shorty. What you just don't know, the break, though. Man, that man think the break is heaven, man. He going to get killed. That's not going to
tell you
when you kill. He don't
know. Hey, hold on. Hey, Lenny.
Hmm? Yeah.
Was he the only one? I mean, you know, and I say that because, you know, it's very few. I mean, there are a few that they, you know, they just gonna gamble. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no matter what. I think that it's very good for the game. I mean, you know, but some people would say, man, you gonna get your ass whooped all the time. But damn, if you thought that way, you'll never race. Does
yep.
it make sense?
Right.
You ain't never gonna race if you feel like
yep.
that. You ain't never gonna take no
yep.
gamble. You know,
man,
or they say what they on, you only gonna go unless you just automatically think that you gonna win. There's no way on the
mm-hmm.
earth that you could lose.
Hey,
that's the only way I'm
hey,
gonna
but
lose.
Sam,
you know
what
I mean?
You don't know though. Sometimes that's reverse psychology, man. A motherfucker tell you you're going to always lose so you can keep on getting up there and trying to prove them wrong.
Yep.
But you might not know nothing about
okay.
that, man. See, I know. I know all different ends of it. I think. I'm going to say I think. I don't try it. All different kind of shit. And I didn't sit
yeah,
there.
You got to have
sometimes
all different ways
you say certain shit. That's right. See, sometimes you tell them, man, get your scared ass. That sounds, you ain't going to whoop no motherfucker. And then guess what? In your retarded ass mind, you like, I'm going to show skin. I'm going to show skin.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to keep getting your silly ass up there trying to win. And don't fuck around and win that next time. Hey, skin,
and
I thought
what?
I was going to lose
sometimes
that race.
You
trying to prove something to me.
There you go.
Yeah. You
no,
trying
you
to prove something to me.
You prove it to yourself and that other person.
Yeah, to
I
yourself.
Mean,
and some instance, Terrio, everybody is different, Terrio. Everybody is different.
Yeah.
Some
I
people trying to prove it
I
to the next
agree.
Man. Some people
yeah,
trying to prove it to themselves, the next man, all kind
hey,
of
man.
Different shit. You just never know.
If you don't got no confidence in yourself, man, you ain't going to do this game. And
who
like,
will?
Like I said,
this is true.
Some whoopings only make you better and make you come out stronger.
Yep.
Some whoopings make you run up under a rock, like Rob. Some whoopings make you cry like bitch-ass baby. You know, like a motherfucker, like I said, that boy is the best winner in the world. I want him to come on. He can win his ass off. That motherfucker can win 15 in a row. He can win everybody, and he done won his big money. But you lose for 200, and you cry. Man, that ain't no motherfucking race.
Good God almighty. God almighty.
He a baby. My buddy,
unbelievable.
Like I said, you know, that some people like, you know, nerds or whatever, that they could take a whooping and they could vanish from.
Oh, well, you know, the nerd just wanted to whoop me. He done whooped me, he done for the rest of his fucking life.
Us, right?
I'm chasing that
us,
bitch. Oh, yeah, he whooped me and you, I forgot. He just wanted to whoop me and you in his whole life. Man,
hey,
I want to whoop you. It's the son and the dad.
Oh, my goodness.
And wins are wins, but some wins. Some wins just don't look good on paper, you know. You have to just go out and just whoop a motherfucker, you know. You know how you could be boxing in a ring. I think it happened with Roy Jones once. He rabbit punched a motherfucker or something like that. He disqualified himself.
He hit the motherfucker below his belt. He didn't make it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's on the record as a loss. But, you know, it ain't a good loss. You know, he lost, but it ain't a good loss. You know what I mean?
Hey, Lenny.
The other dude won. Yeah. It wasn't a good win for him.
Good win.
He come right
I just
want to
ask this. I want to ask this. Out of all the good habits that you picked up, do you think that you got a bad habit that you picked up too?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like what? My bad habit is a good habit. Keep on fucking with these stock ass cars. I keep buying these raggedy ass cars, and then I want to race this bitch. That's a bad habit.
That's a good habit.
Nah, that's a bad habit.
No, you can
call it good, but it's really bad.
You ain't spending no bank in them motherfucking stock.
Yeah, now, you right about that.
I beg to differ. I think you fuck with them new cars. That shit costs too. Might not be as much.
Yeah, it costs if you go off, but what Terrio's saying is true. I ain't going to go off in that bitch. That bitch can go back. I can put the regular time back. I'm gonna trade that bitch in. Fuck him.
Yep.
Kid, your mic is open.
Trade that bitch back in.
And you got to look at the thing about it. The new cars. I mean, almost, man. The way they building these new cars, the front cars is on the streets almost again. Cause them motherfuckers ain't racing at the track. They ain't doing. Man, they telling me.
Yeah, but you know what? We need to go to the track, Terrio.
Like the track. Yeah, I know we need.
Hey, Terrio.
No, you know why
we need to go to the track?
Take it back.
No. Some people need to go to the track. No, hold on. Let me tell you why, Terrio. Damn, let me finish, brother.
Okay.
We need to go to the track because these bitch-ass niggas in the show recording, they see they can't win, they go call the police, man. They doing some strange stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
But see, that's what I was getting ready to say the same thing.
Cut it out.
I was getting
they
ready call to
the police,
same thing,
talking about shots fired and all that old shit.
But see,
man,
we need to race at the track.
Hey, look, I wouldn't have said that on this show if I didn't know for sure that they do that, Sam. I know for sure. Rob, you're absolutely right. Hold on, Terrio, so we can get to the nitty gritty. They did it to Lenny. Lenny said my woman got a Cadillac, he said I'll take my woman Cherokee and whoop you. They both was trying to trick each other. Lenny come up with Sam Cadillac. They come up with track off and all kind of shit and didn't want to wait. They called the police, man. They tell me shit. I know what the fuck they did, nigga.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck who don't like it. I know what they did. I was mad at the motherfucker. Yeah. Lynn Sam, man, take they bitch ass anywhere they want to go. They ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to realize, Shorty, you just came out there. They talking about Mexicans got on boots. Shorty came out on Boots. That motherfucking robbing them, man. They shot them Boots, man. They called the police. Man, when do the police come out there on New Doty at 7 o'clock at night, man? Come on, man. You know the motherfuckers called the police that robbed. That them motherfuckers saw them Boots on Shorty car. They said, shit, hey, look here. We just getting off work. I was coming down New Doty, and these guys are back here racing the car. They almost hit me. I got the kid in the car. They sent the police right back there, man. Yeah. Hell yeah. So sure.
Let me open up these mics. Lord have mercy. Unbelievable.
You
now, y'all.
They, to the
they
want to
get in now.
They need to go to the track and race. Okay, let me set up.
Preacher boy, your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
The police.
I feel I was influenced on Lenny too, cause Lenny rode with me, and we didn't give a fuck who we raced and when we raced.
Hey, you ain't lying, but it all started for me fucking with Terrio, and then
he's
going on fucking with you. You're absolutely right.
And watch this. Skin. Do you remember how we met you? Me and Lenny met you?
Yeah, I think we was at the track. Or was it?
No, we was on 130.
No, we followed each other to the track.
you're right.
Me and
we followed to the track.
Me and Lenny
yeah.
whooped everybody. We whooped everybody on 130 with one wheel pulling.
Yeah.
I did the fight after Lenny go to the finish line. And then we all went on to the track.
That's when we whooped Tate. When Tate had the motherfucker, he had just got his Regal.
Money.
I remember this shit like yesterday. He had just got his white motherfucking Regal, the Ghost. And the man had the first motherfucker.
It was black. Yeah, it was black. It wasn't white then.
It was black.
He had the first motherfucking tack that I had ever seen with a blue light in that bitch. His tack lit up blue.
Hey,
brother Sam.
Yeah, Flop.
I had a funny car with one wheel pulling.
I have a question for you. Will you be partaking in the holiday season and spreading festive cheer with the distribution of cakes this holiday season?
I don't know. I don't think so. I can't say for sure. It will be a last minute decision.
All right, well, I'm going to get off your show then.
Okay.
Damn, you can have the show because you don't want to make no cake?
Listen, we had one way.
And that fool hung up, Lenny. He hung up for real. Unbelievable.
Oh, no. Go ahead, preacher boy. Go ahead, preacher boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we had that one wheel pulling. Me and Lenny went out there and whooped everybody out there, Brad and everybody. And then drove to the track and broke.
Yeah, he talking about, Ken, you going to the track? I said, yeah, I'm going to follow you. Man, my son came down one wheel pulling. We go.
Yeah.
41.
Yeah.
I said, look at this goddamn preacher boy driving this bitch. I said, preacher boy, you want to sell this motherfucker?
Yeah.
I don't want to sell it.
Yeah.
I don't want to sell it.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yes.
Who influenced you?
My dad and them was drag racing. My dad and them used to drag race. My dad and my uncle and them. So I've been around racing all my life. But
did they grudge race?
Me, they grudge race. They grudge race all the time. But the only thing with them, they wouldn't take a chance. And I used to be mad as hell. People they could whoop, they wouldn't run. So I told them, when I get a car, y'all get out of my way and watch me. I take a chance. I didn't give a fuck. We were going to race.
That's all right.
I told you, I had one wheel pulling, didn't give a damn, and was fast. And y'all could never believe how fast that thumbnail was. Ken said, man, if that car run that, I'm going to buy it. I showed that EP flip.
Told you. I'm going to buy that motherfucker.
I want this motherfucker.
You want to sell that motherfucker. You want to sell that motherfucker.
And broke the ring around, we wouldn't sell it.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to put a positive in this motherfucker. That man got one wheel pulling, man. I'm going to put a positive in this motherfucker. Make me a motherfucker. goddamn preacher boy.
Wait a minute, let me see. Wow. Big Mark, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Man, just sitting
what's
back listening. Old preacher boy brought back some memory with me. I understand how you feel, preacher boy. I had a 69 Nova with one wheel pulling. Could run 1390 with a little old block in it.
Hey,
I'm bones. I mean, I ain't had no nitrous or nothing. Just one little wheel pulling, stop ring, no gear, none of that.
Listen, on motor,
no phone,
I'm telling you, on motor, I was way faster than that. When we sprayed that bitch, we were laying it down. Hey, me and Lenny, listen, the rim broke, and I told a white guy at the track, I said, hey, man, we need a rim. He said, I ain't got no rim for that. I said, man, it's a stock rim. The white man said, if you show me it's a stock rim, I go home and get one. He went home and got a regular pumpkin out of a 7.5, brung it to us. We stuck it in the car. Me and Lenny went to drive home. The rim locked up on us. We had to get the car to come home. Listen to me. Listen, when the car got to our address, we fixed it at the track. When the man pulled up at our address, the car rolled off the trailer so pretty. I looked at Lenny. Lenny looked at me. I said, did you see that shit? We got in that motherfucker, went down Lake Street. I was laying it down. The accelerator stuck. Lenny said, you can get off the gas now. I said, man, I've been off the gas, goddammit. A mile
down Lake Street we go. With the accelerator to the floor, going about 100 miles an hour.
Hey, Lenny, ooh, you got to be the silliest motherfucker in the world to even be on the passenger side.
Hey, I haven't been around with him again after that day. Yeah, I ain't riding no more with him after the race car, no more. But we were together.
Hey, well, this is the funny part. Lenny bent down and pulled the accelerator up off the floor, right? And then we got it kind of straight. I said, damn, Lenny, that's cool. I said, Lenny, I'm finna spray this motherfucker. He said, the hell up you is.
Lenny, I just been right now.
Well, yeah, all right.
Nigga, preacher boy, was crazy, boy.
Man, as in, well, we used to race every day. We used to wake up the race. Hey, one day,
boy, it'd be something else.
My Regal. Me and Heavy D went over there to race. My daddy told me not to go over there and race on that little short street. And I ran in that building, goddamn it, tore up the whole motherfucking factory.
Yeah, Lenny, it ain't nothing like it used to be, man. I was tearing up the south side of here. Now you come to the west side.
That's a Sham. Your dad was a big influence on me back in the day, man. He used to hang down there at the shop on 67th Street, watching them put them cars together, and he might tune up 2-3 cars and take that money, and they gone on Doty Road gambling. And they used to take me with them. Yes, sir, man. And T. And don't let T have that granddad in his back pocket, goddamn it. They drag racing all night.
Oh, man.
Hey, now, I'm going to tell y'all what was funny about me. If they wanted to race, we'd go over there about with $200 or $300 and be trying to race. They'll say $500. I said, hold on, let me go over and shoot these dice. I get to shoot them dice. When I get over $500, man, y'all ready to race? Come on. Every time. The dice was my sponsor. And it's been like that all my life.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, the dice game went good with racing, especially back in the hole, man. If it wasn't no racing or it might drizzle a little bit,
it was a dice
we game. Walked over there, walk over to that pole under that street, like, goddamn it, started shaking them.
Yeah.
Shit. Or we raced on feet. Or don't forget about we raced on
feet.
With AJ and them and all them motherfuckers.
Listen, he and the only one that whooped me and Lenny foot racing. He the only one that ever whooped us. He turned around backwards on Lenny, and goddamn it, I knew I was fast. I'm like, man, he ain't gonna do me like that. I said, he ain't gonna do me like that. He whooped the shit out of me. Me and Lenny rode all the way home. Did you see that little motherfucker?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something about running on feet. I don't know if y'all remember Mimi. Mimi run out there with some combat boots on with no socks on and no shoestrings on. And goddamn it, with
you, Mimi used to race race cars.
One of the fastest motherfuckers that ran on the month. Yeah, you got to talk about Brian Dad, 2-0. That 2-0 was a motherfucker.
Yeah, 2-0
was a quick motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 2-0 was a quick motherfucker.
Yeah, 2-0 was fast.
We used to have a lot of
But they had another boy, too.
It was a lot of fun. If it wasn't over racing,
what's
but
the boy
then the
from
racing
down
would
south?
Come right back in.
What's the boy from down
the
south? They had
right back
skipped
in
up here.
After the dice game or the feet race, that there was something come up for shit. And that, I mean, man, the shit there, the only thing what Shorty said, it need to go to the track. Now it need to race at the track because a lot of motherfuckers go to the track, but they don't race, man.
It's like the sightsee, man.
Fucking show.
You got a motherfucker
show,
standing
man
on the edge with a stopwatch, another motherfucker to take the watch.
All these motherfuckers got to stop doing the style racing, man, and stop worrying about what another motherfucker said they get their ass blowed out. They can't afford to lose it. Don't worry about betting it. God damn it, if you're a $500 motherfucker, then be a $500 motherfucker. I was a $500 motherfucker
see,
for a long time. For a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And ain't never scared to say it. Ain't scared to say it.
Hey, Liddy. Let me ask you.
I don't think I never turned no money down.
Liddy.
Mm-hmm.
And still we're ready for $500 in
the
day.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever turned no money down when it comes to racing. I done raced for $200
no,
for my race car.
Hey,
niggas say, hey, man, come on, man. Let's do that, man. Come on.
That's all you got to do,
but
man.
More than what
that's
you
all,
got, man.
Honestly, that's all everybody got to do. That's
man,
all everybody got to do.
I raised White Castle for $50 with my mom. The man whooped me, goddammit, and didn't want to run me back. I said, man, you whooped me. I'm going to run you back for the same money. Nope. He wanted to hold on to the wind.
Well, some people do that.
That's it.
You know, some people, shit. What the fuck you think that, what you think that nerd doing, man? That nerd didn't whoop me. And Shorty, that nerd don't care about racing again a day in his life, man. These motherfuckers say,
hey, man, that's the
I
same way
we're
going to
wrong with
me and we'll never go back. You can tell they're part of the same group. Me and never want to go back.
I used to race around my neighborhood on Stony Island. I used to race on Anthony. And then my rite of passage was when I made my first blast at US 30. I thought I arrived. I said, God damn it, I'm a hot rodder now. Here I go.
Man, I remember my first motherfucking blast at the Grove. That motherfucker ran 13:30. And I was pissed at motherfucker. Everybody on the streets was talking about they running 11s. And you know that 10 seconds was the number to run. And I was mad as a motherfucker until I thought about
this
it.
This is true.
Until I thought about it, I said, shit, the motherfucker, once I started winning, I said, shit, the motherfuckers, I'm running. I'm beating them. Then they ain't running no motherfucking 11s and shit, man. So,
hey, man.
If you go by that shit, I heard somebody say that.
Them dudes back in the day that was fast, random numbers. And they ain't had nothing. They ain't had nothing. When I say they ain't had nothing, I'm talking about all of the technology that's going on right now.
Right,
they ain't had none of that.
You
and they running just as fast as they were back then with these cars. And some of them was running on the street.
Man, you telling the goddamn lie, man. You lying.
Hey, man, y'all got to hear this, though. Listen. I had a car that runs.
Ain't now a motherfucker with no technology. Ain't no motherfucker back then was running faster than them. Man, stop it. Who you stopping,
man?
Listen to
this, though. Shorty. Hold on. Listen to this. Listen. I had a car that runs.
A cotton picking lie, man, like my uncle used to say. A cotton picking lie.
What? Hold on, Shorty.
Okay, let me just say
like
this. Back then, you mean to tell me, Skin, that some of them people back then wasn't running eights? And these people with technology running eight right now.
You're a lying motherfucker. You motherfucker going in the sixes. Fuck is you talking about? You just don't know no better, motherfucker.
No, I ain't saying. I'm just saying. I'm not talking. I know it's people that's fast that going to sixes.
Man, they
I'm
ain't
just
got
saying.
No. Everybody running in eight ain't got shit. They got some junk. Man, stop it, man. Stop that bullshit, man. Now, could you please let Preacher Boy say what he was saying? Because he's telling the
goddamn
lie.
Okay, go ahead, Preacher Boy.
You can't afford another can of worms.
You cutting a cotton pick in
there. I had a car that run 1080s.
Oh, man.
I had a car that ran 1080s all day long. We put brand new spark plugs and everything in that motherfucker. That bitch wouldn't run at all. Lenny said, man, what the fuck happened? I said, all I did was put some spark plugs in it. I said, I know what to do. Lenny said, what you finna do? I dug in the garbage can, put them old spark plugs back in there, and that bitch was back tuned up. Lenny said,
wow.
You ain't had no motherfuckers gap right.
Hey.
Probably didn't have the right one.
Hey, but he ain't
lying. You had the wrong plug, and they wasn't gap right, motherfucker. The fuck you gonna put the old plug back in his back running right and the new one is crawling? No, I didn't say that didn't happen. I'm just telling you what you didn't have right. There's only two things you didn't have right. Either there was the wrong motherfucking plug or must have been a cold ass plug or something. It was a different goddamn plug or either you ain't had this shit gap right. That's all
hey,
I can
Charlie.
We don't know.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, back then, way back then when we was just fucking around, shit, we ain't know.
Yeah.
All he knew is that he put new plugs. Hey, he put new plugs in that motherfucker. That bitch wouldn't barely stay running. He went back in the garbage and got the old motherfucker back out of that bitch was rising. He was decent.
He put some auto line 26s in that motherfucker.
Man.
Lenny, you got it, yeah. Man. You got to say, Lenny, you had a ball with that Mustang you had. That very first motor that Brian put together in that Mustang, you had a man.
Yeah.
You and Dancer, that you and Country Pimp, that used to be y'all.
That's my rival.
Meet up on the weekends, man.
Me
you
and that motherfucker were like the Green Band the Bears.
Yeah, sir. I like that.
Hey, you and Country Pimp, y'all was racing like a motherfucker, man. And then, Lenny, you used to bring that Mustang out, man. You used to race some anybody with that motherfucker, man, and drive that motherfucker all over, man.
Drive that motherfucker all over.
You come off, motherfucker. Hey, the police, they got out of the police hands. I remember on Damon and on Fullerton, man. You remember that time on Damon and Fullerton, Lenny? The cops got after you. Before you knew it, you had that motherfucker at home in the garage, man. We looking for
hell
you.
Hell, yeah.
And that we didn't have the phones then. We used to try to have the walkie-talkies, the motherfucker. What was them motherfucking them thing, them chirping?
Prime code.
Chirp.
Yeah.
Prime code.
Yeah, man.
No, that was Nextel.
Next tail. Hey, listen, my rivalry was Lake Street, Byron and the old man, and
Walt.
I was killing them. I was whooping on their ass every trip. But Peanut, what his name was? Peanut. What was the boy name?
Pee Wee.
Me and Pee Wee could never get it on. Pee Wee rival was Ray Ray. Because we had not racked fucked him up enough time. Him and Ray Ray was in love.
Yeah.
Shit, I used to have a good rival with Didi.
And Joe was on your ass.
That was motherfucking Didi. Me and Shorty had a good rival. Shit.
Yeah.
Rival each other. Me and Drag, we had a rival.
Me and you was a rival. Me and you had a rival.
Yeah, me and you.
Me and Dario had a rival.
Only one I come up with in the ranks that me and Lenny. And then at one time that I got, I thought I was going to whoop a Lenny. Do you remember that time? I had a drop top.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm getting ready to teach
Dario
the teacher.
The teacher finna whoop the student. I said, Dario, all right, now. You ain't going to like this shit now.
Yeah.
Okay, take it easy.
Yeah, on the South Chicago that we ran, Lenny.
You had that
And guess what, Lenny? I ain't ashamed to say it. And guess what? Ass whoopers make a good friend again. I said,
they sure do. Goddamn, I will preach a boy and Steve. Goddamn it, three times in a row. Goddamn it, in the Nova.
Yep.
And knowing my Mustang.
The Mustang.
And we've been friends ever since then. Preacher Boy Daddy told Preacher Boy, well, if you can't beat him, you might as well join him.
Join him.
Hey, yep. I'll
remember I used to have my trans. I used to have a little stock trans in my Mustang, and that motherfucker would burn a little rubber, and then it would take off. So I burnt the trans up in the motherfucker, and I ended up getting me a halfway decent trans with a little shift kit. And then Skin bring his stinking ass over there out west with that red Camaro. He talking shit.
Yeah, Lenny, and he tricked us, though. He said, y'all can't do no burnout.
Yeah. He tricked us. I'll run y'all head up. But you can't do no burnout with them slicks on. Terrio say, Lenny, what you think? I say, Terrio, this motherfucker don't do no. It'll burn a little bit, but then after it burn, it just hook and go. I say, I ain't worried about it going nowhere. Man, I had that fresh trans and that motherfucker Skin stumbling away from there. That motherfucker Z, goddammit. Here I go up in smoke, chasing him all the way down, motherfucking kids. For that little money. I say, this fucking motherfucker. Goddammit. This motherfucker done tricked me.
And then Lenny, we tried to go back and told him that we're going to do a burnout. He said, nope, you can't do no burnout.
Right. Yeah. Bring y'all back. But you can't do no burnout.
Y'all remember, listen, hold on. Do y'all remember them white folks came out there was going to do a documentary on us, and they used to follow us around the race, and we kept saying they were the police? I believe they would have made us ask street outlaw.
If we let them
people do what it was.
Yep. Yep.
They used to follow us around and take videos of all our races. A white lady and a man used to go everywhere we went.
I remember
and
they looked straight like poor white trash, too. So we was like, fuck that. They're the police. They taking our license plates and shit.
That's what we kept saying.
So we started ditching their ass.
They had got real cool with Sam. They had got cool with Sam. And some other brothers chased them away. They stopped coming around. But they used to be around all the time on Kinsey. We used to race so much.
Yeah, they had that big dumbass.
You want
to
know who
the
else
VHS.
They used to race, man?
You put the VHS in the motherfucker. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Lenny, do you remember Vernon and Corey? They used to be together.
Yeah.
Together. Corey used to race a lot, man.
Until Charles took him away. Yeah, Corey used to race a lot with that old boo when he had the red Malibu. That would made him sad because he had
what
a
Corey
y'all
talking about?
Little car, Chevette.
Corey Lee.
Corey from the West Side.
Corey Lee? Oh, Corey Lee.
Corey Lee.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to race a lot.
When Corey crashed, that was the end of his career.
Right, that ended his career. But he used to have a little mini monster. He had a monster.
Yeah, I beat the fuck out of him in that. I beat the fuck out of him in that with that little Monte Carlo. I took out the youth preacher boy and little Monte Carlo. The clock to get on.
Yeah, I whooped him on behind amphitheater with cleanup man. I had a cock out of cleanup man.
Unbelievable.
Bobby told me, man, preacher boy, we waiting on you lead cleanup man back there. We gonna get that motherfucker. He said you had a decent little motor. I spent the night in that bitch there. I got that time fixed.
Pete had a motherfucker S10. Pete had an S10.
He had a brown one.
With some Shirley Mo Downies on that bitch. He had some 1343s on that motherfucker street tire. And he go, he brought that shit on the trailer all the way out west. And he said he gonna give me the break with my Mustang. I said, all right, I'm gonna take the, we run for $85 or some shit like it. I know it was a five in there. It was $85 or $65. He had that motherfucker bristled up so tight, waiting on me to swing. And at first, when Pete came out there, Terrio was like, Lenny, did you check him for spray? I said, nah, man, I ain't got to check him for no spray. He ain't going to spray at me. Man, Pete like, man, Terrio like, fuck that, man. We got to check him. Then he went over there and checked Pete's bottle. Pete had the bottle on and everything. Pete was going to spray me down. So Terrio made him disconnect the bottle. And now he had that motherfucker bristled all up. Man, that big old motherfucker started turning them tires over, going in the like he doing the burnout. As soon as he let off the gas, I swore. And here he comes chasing me down there, goddammit. And I stumbled away and goddammit stiff dive his ass and went through there. Motherfucker ass team.
You
know another motherfucker that used to race a lot, man? Dad, country ass used to race a lot.
Yeah.
That motherfucker used to
race
a
lot. Oh, y'all remember when I whooped country? When I whooped Lil Bobby, Lil Billy? I whooped Lil Billy with my Monte Carlo twice that night. Hey, what was funny, though, listen, I went to run Vaz, right? They told me the wrong address. I'm sitting over there. I don't know where to go. Skid said, follow me. He got over there. They was mad as fuck. They're like, how you get here? How you get here? So I said, I brung him here, motherfucker.
Yay.
Hey, Lenny, you remember when we was trying to whoop Big Sam? Then we kept every day we at 3 o'clock we'd be at Sam's shop sitting in the lot waiting on him to get ready to race. We finally got to whoop the ass with the police came.
Man,
Temp, we were running Temp.
Man, hey. I remember I had my toy show. Champ had a motherfucking drop top Cadillac with a 500 in that motherfucker. Champ come, I was sitting on odd, and Champ come down odd, and goddamn, he had 3 bras in the motherfucking drop top Cadillac.
Champagne.
There bumping. Yeah, they drinking champagne out that motherfucker.
The champagne, they drinking
like,
champagne.
Yeah, little Champ like, you little young punk, what you doing on here with this motherfucker? I said, man, I'm waiting to try to see if I can give me some action. He said, you don't want no motherfucker. I'll take this Cadillac and beat your ass. I said, man, shit, how much you going to run for? Chef say, I'll run you for $200. I said, $200? I'm like, man, shit, I got about $60. He said, well, I want that. Chef put the hose out on the street. We got a star line on Island, goddamn it. I wore his ass out, that motherfucking Cadillac, goddamn it. He put the
hose
back in the car.
Hey, Lenny, hold on 1 second. I heard y'all call somebody names, said that y'all had this rivalry. Let me let them in for a second. Dancer, your mic is open.
Yay, what it be like?
Good evening.
What's going on, Phil?
Everything's peaceful. Hey, like yourself, gentlemen.
All right. We were just reminiscing how I say me and you was rivals like Green Bay and the Bears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We tangled. I had a lot of rivals, though, Lenny.
Yeah.
I tangled with the West.
Joe did.
Hey, Dancer.
Yeah.
Let me ask you before you get started. Who was your influence? Who made you into who you are today? Who influenced you to do what you how you race today?
No doubt about it, Clark. There were guys before him that inspired me to want to be in the game, like Dwight, CWs, the Big Drag. But then, you know, Clark showed up with a Buick, what I liked. And let me say, when I met Shorty, he was a trendsetter. He was up and coming. But those other guys had been established because they were older. Yeah. I tell them how I stop. I got tired of whooping the boys on the west side, so I come to the south side. I jumped up at Brack's shop on 68th State, I believe it was. And it was a bunch of guys out there, and they talking trash and blah, blah, blah. They had old 77 Pontiac Grand Prix. I had a 69. Told them I ain't care nothing about them. So who is this nigga? I said, a nigga that come to race. You want to race or what? My boy said, oh, man, we can't be fucking with you. We got to go get us some bag up. These niggas will take the money. So we rode on 797. We come right back. We take the niggas up on the Skyway. I don't know, 2,500 or whatever. I get them up on the Skyway and lay them down in the mile, get them back to Black Shock, tell them I'm going to give y'all a pole to the light down there and knock y'all off with the 2,000 right back. We get down there, and I catch them. They said, ain't no way. The niggas say, he's spraying. Don't pay him. Here go the bullshit. Now, this is how I get up with Big Ruff. Big Ruff was out there. Shorty, I didn't even know Shorty, but I knew his twin brother because his twin brother was orchestrating it there that night. And eventually they paid me and told me, nigga, get back to the west side. I double punch. So me, my silly ass, I come back the next weekend. I bump in the shower. He got a blue and white vet drop top. I take a 69 Pontiac Grand Prix and tell him head his ass across that mile for this 500. Shit, I strung him out to pole number 26. 22, he caught me somewhere down there. Anyway, I had to say, can't get a tow truck home. Back to the question at hand. Clark influenced me, and me and the guys started tangling back and forth because he was the only guy on the west side at that time because Catman, Big Man, and all the other guys that had been running Buick, they kind of started fading away. And Clark was the younger of that generation. And, you know, he paved the way. He had one of them south sides over there chasing a Buick for a while. That old red nigga Eric. You know, we played. It was fun. Mm-hmm. We met every weekend, Lake and Avis. I owned the west side when it came to street racing.
Nah, you didn't own the west side. Now, stop it.
I owned
stop
the west side.
No, he
stop
lying.
It. Hey, stop
you
it,
a liar.
I'm going to say this.
Stop it.
I'm going to say this, and these
stop
are facts.
It.
I went 2 years victorious, never lost one, with Raggedy Ann, that old Regal I had. Never lost one.
What Regal?
And I ran
you
every weekend. Raggedy
Regal.
Ann, that brown
preacher
boy.
You a liar. I whooped your Regal. You went in a project, and we thought you blowed that bitch up. You got that.
Yeah,
we ran on
hey, we went on 130. I had a problem. I took your punk ass to the track the next day and let you up, boy.
Hold on, you just
and
say you never
run. You.
You're a liar.
No,
you're
no,
a liar.
No.
You
I
didn't
said,
run me at the track.
Listen what I said.
I
did run you at the
track.
No,
he said he went 2 years straight without a loss.
I went,
he didn't say that.
There you go.
To you,
there you go.
He said he went 2 years straight without a loss.
I went 2 years straight.
So you might not have been within them 2 years. You couldn't have been.
Oh, okay. Okay,
Now listen.
Let me tell you how that went at the track. I found that bungee cord under that seat. I pressed that button 100 times.
Boy,
he didn't run
you.
That day. He paid the lockup.
You
didn't pay the lockup,
boy.
The next
I
week,
you
the
you
next
told
day,
you
listen.
Nothing.
You're a liar. Listen
hey,
to me. Stop lying.
I let you
the
up,
next
man.
Day, we raced. Listen.
You tied the
next day, listen.
Let me tell you what I allowed you to do with the bungee cord. Why tie to the passenger door?
That was the next day, man. We came back the next day. Me and Lenny raced.
We lost that one, right? We threw it down. We reminiscing about rivalries. We talking about rivalries.
Hey,
you lost that one. Listen, I give C-Dub to the track
that.
And gave him five in the break. With his Regal back when. We talking about old school rivalries, right? And Lenny was driving.
Now, me and C-Dub was a real rivalry. Me and C-Dub raced every day. We shot dice, then we went to go race.
Hey, and then the old man had the heart attack walk. Hey, nigga walk. Me and walk tangled back and forth.
Came over there with that Regal and ran me, goddamn, and fucked me up in that goddamn Z. And then turned around and give me a counter break for the double up. Damn near the triple up.
Hey,
out the frame.
Hey,
I said every time that motherfucker.
Hey,
Dan, did you
hate
that Regal anymore after I fucked you up?
Oh yeah, Charlie.
I retired that boy that had the Malibu, had the Monte Carlo that Vaughn bought. I retired his ass. We blow the head gasket.
What's up, man?
Oh.
Who you talking about,
man?
Alan.
Oh, yeah,
we retired
you're talking about
Alan.
Gunplay. Yeah, you talking about gunplay.
Yeah, we retired his ass. I took the water out. He had beat us because we had a blow head gasket. I said, man, I'm getting my money back. I'm not going home.
Hey,
so
well, I appreciate it, Jimmy.
I took all
I'm going
to go
home. I'm entertaining. Later.
Okay, go ahead.
I took all the water out the radiator.
Go ahead.
And we went and whooped Allen ass. We strung his ass out
hey,
over there.
Hey, Dallas, bring my motherfucking money over here, punk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you hung up.
Unbelievable. Ooh-wee. Rivalry. Man.
I tell you who used to race a lot. Lenny and, what's the young boy name with the green Malibu? Ricky Rick.
Yeah.
Lenny and Ricky Rick.
Ricky Rick.
Oh, yeah. Man, do you know how many times I beat the fuck out of Richie Rich, man?
Hey, one thing you can say, Richie Rich will go, too.
Man, a damn
fool. Yeah, so
and I say that in the best way I can think.
Go.
A crazy nut. Yeah, it, man.
He never asked you what you had. He never asked you what
just
you had. He go right to the
line. He don't care what you got now. He don't care what you got.
Rich, when I met Richie Rich, we was on 79th in Chicago, and they were talking about racing and this and that and da-da-da, and the man turned around and said he had a motorcycle. He'll get any motherfucker to break on the motorcycle. I said, what?
Yeah.
I said, man, I got a Malibu. I'll take the break from you.
Yeah.
He said, go get it. I said, man, I'm out west. I said, give me an hour and a half. I'll run out west and get that motherfucker. I went out rest, got out of Malibu, came back. Richie Rich gave me the break for 200. He blew my ass out.
Yeah.
200.
Hey, get what that son of a bitch did with me, Lenny. With my black Z, he let me roll the dice. I said, can Bookie roll them? He let me roll three dice. Now I let Bookie roll them. Bookie rolled 2 6s and a 5. Give me 17. I had to blow his ass out.
He did the same thing with Tommy Knight. I was sitting right.
Hey, but can I keep it real though? I'm gonna keep it real with you. I needed them 17. Boy, that son of a bitch is coming like a bat out of here. Woo, that son of a bitch is coming.
Oh, God, man.
Hey, he closed up at least 15 of them cars back. I said, damn.
That
other chick grabbed that goddamn motorcycle.
Yeah, this is
true. Grabbed that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's
what
we used to have fun,
happened?
Man. I swear to God.
What
it
happened
wasn't
to
even
them
a lot
days?
Of money
that's all I can say.
It wasn't a lot of money involved. They didn't question your car or nothing. We just went to the line and raced.
Yeah.
There were some good days, man. There were some good days.
Hey, man. The Ravens ain't pure geese. Man, they studied. They done sacked this man 1,700 times. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
They done sacked
that motherfucker at least 1,700 times.
Wow.
Oh, man.
1,700 times.
Ain't no way they supposed to be losing to the Dolphins, man. If they lose,
man, they losing 6-3. It's going to be a low-scoring-ass game. They're in the third quarter. Man, they sacking the fuck out of Lamar, whatever his name is, Jackson.
Lamar Jackson.
He won't even throw the goddamn ball. He's steady holding on to that bitch trying to run. Man, you ain't going nowhere, man. He tanned his ass up.
Man, I'm on here looking at some old racist man, Jason X against Tony Bynes.
Yeah, I ain't never got off into them type of car. I want to watch some old shit. When goddamn Lenny had that Mustang and
you know who got that?
Yeah. Now, you know what? I know. I've heard that's funny that you say that because I've heard that. You know, some people like fast cars. You expect for them to go fast, so it's like okay, that's what they're supposed
like
to do. But in these new cars, you know, they get it on, but they be like, no, I ain't really interested in these new cars and how they you know the racing part. I want to see an old boo go down the street. That's their mentality because that's just what you know how it used to be a boo or a Mustang or you know like them old cars. That it was like for real like regular. They was regular cars I guess, but that's what you was used to seeing. So I don't know. I mean, you said that just resonated because somebody else just said that same exact thing.
But you
talking
know
about,
what, though,
you know, just different cars.
I've been watching these new cars and listening to Shorty and all them. These new cars got more horsepower than the cars that we put together, man, coming off the showroom floor.
It's true. It's true.
And see, and then they have nerve to ask you for a spot because you look like a old school race car. But they got a new modern race car right off the showroom floor.
Hey, you took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to say, and if we show up in anything old, these young punks won't race you. They won't race you because they swear you got a killer. just because it's an old car.
Right. But them punks got these new showroom flow car, race cars.
That's because these young motherfuckers don't know shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you right too about that too.
Young motherfuckers
don't
know shit.
Right.
Yep. Like I told Jeremiah, I said, man, I'll beat the fuck out you in that cut.
Man, you know, when you say that, I ain't going to say young, but I know these dudes with these new cars, they be like, man, oh, man, you run 11s with that, man. I can't do – I'm like, who, what? What did you just say? I know you – oh, that car runs such and such.
Hey, Lenny, Sam was talking shit to me last week. I said, bring that boo out here. I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass with cars. Bring that motherfucking boo out here.
Man, hey, Lenny, man, it was so nice last weekend. I said, man, I messed around and said, man, I need to go get my boo.
Bring the Malibu on the motor. I said, Sam, you get your big ass in there, I'm going to beat the fuck out
of
you, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, bullshit ain't about nothing. Me and C-Dub was heading that way. If I would have got off of work
in
time.
He was out there. C-Dub was out there.
No, but he wasn't out there with no car.
He didn't bring that car, though.
Right.
He wasn't with no motherfucking car. He out there.
If I would have got off in time,
Deucey, I was gonna lick him and Deucey.
King Deucey drove that car out there. I said, look at him.
Man,
oh,
he drove it out there. Just he thought it was an auto show, but he wasn't gonna. He was gonna be in last place with that raggedy motherfucker. That did it up, motherfucker. All them nicks and scrapes and shit in that motherfucker.
My goodness, man,
smoking like a motherfucker.
I was excited to see him. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm proud he drove it out there.
Man, I was so excited. I looked up.
Man,
I said, "I can't be."
The man,
I can't believe it.
The man placed expired and everything. Tell me he got CDL. You must don't want them motherfuckers. That nigga placed for 2 years expired and he's smoking, and then got the nerve to tell me I got on street side. The fuck you come out there with them for then? You come out there with them motherfuckers, nigga.
Man, y'all talking about rivalries. How you gonna have a rivalry now? I'm curious to know.
I'm gonna bet you this, Sam. I bet you Deucey never had a rivalry. He never raced no motherfucker.
Oh man,
I beat his ass with a trailblazer 1,400 years ago. He don't race no motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one right there, Lenny.
They had an S10.
Who that?
They had an old S10. That was my rival. Byron, we used to race every day for $200.
That ain't Deucey.
Yeah.
He talking about Deucey with his coward ass. He ain't gonna race no motherfucker. Nobody.
Unbelievable.
Not nobody.
Really,
you can't just say he racing. Right, but you can't say he racing because
really
his counterpart or his teammates racing. That ain't him. He whooping about what the fuck he got. Ain't gonna do shit.
He had a black Grand National that never came out.
I whooped Deucey in that white motherfucking Grand National. He ain't been out since.
Yep.
Yeah, Deucey, y'all better be careful. Deucey don't come on here and tell y'all something.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck where he come. Get his ass down. I'm going to snowball
I get Deucey 200 break, goddamn, with that motherfucker and blow his butt out. He
and
ain't been back
his daddy was working on the Mustang. Hey, his daddy was working on the Mustang since we was kids.
You see that motherfucker ain't came out yet. He's still talking about that motherfucker. That bitch ain't seen no parts of a trailer in the track. He ain't seen no parts.
No.
But I had to tell you, boy, I love me some rib. That car stayed around for a long time.
Yeah. Man,
now,
the Dolphins looking like
they're
a team.
I just try to race again. Hey,
who?
Pee-wee came back out in the beginning of the year with his car over there on New Doty trying to run that big ass Pontiac.
This year?
Whatever that car is.
That Pontiac.
I catch that stankin' motherfucker anyway. I'm trying him. I'm trying that motherfucker with that big ass sump in the gas. I'm gonna try that motherfucker. Man, that motherfucker got a stove top oven. He got a fucking microwave hanging out under the top, man.
Yeah.
I said, damn. That man got a microwave which looked like a big ass motherfucker. One of them motherfucker water holes hanging out the back of that motherfucker going to the front. Man, that motherfucker should be getting all the gas in the world.
Well, he hit a bump, though. He hit a bump, boy. He gonna knock that shit clean up off of that someday.
Ooh, man, he fucking around. He one of those speed bumps going too fast. Man, that bitch gonna catch on fire. He gonna spark that motherfucker, man. That ooh-wee. God almighty. That man got a thump on there so motherfucking big, and that bitch is a little wet right there.
His thump is bigger than the gas tank. Hey, his thump got to hold 2 gallons of gas. At least 2 gallons.
You ain't bullshit. Hey, I know his gas ain't be saying he's empty. That motherfucker still got 5 gallons in that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
No bullshit.
Hey, now, I'm going to tell you this.
He got two fuel pumps hanging in that motherfucker, so.
Hey, I killed Two-Hat Sam. I stopped Two-Hat Sam from drag racing. I was beating his ass every time he come out. He broke his
car. Now, you know what? Terrio failed to mention. Terrio didn't mention that. Goddamn, he talking about Zay. Two-Hat Sam, a goddamn sore loser. He don't like nobody talking shit to him or nothing.
Nah. Nope. Nope.
Man.
Hey,
right. Man. I ran that man for $500 and threw it out the window. Listen to me. I whooped Two-Ass Sam for $500. He threw it on the ground. I said, you better pick it up because you ain't paid me yet. He made a little grandkid pick it up to pay me. You remember when I beat him at the Grove? You was betting with me. Ken was betting with me. I whooped him in the white boys. He said, man, stop talking shit till we get paid.
Yeah,
I just looked at that video last week, Ken.
That big strong motherfucker, man. Get that motherfucker money first, people.
Yes, get
that motherfucker money first.
Hey, man, I whooped all them people that night. Skid was there. That was when we had Chaos. I mean, what was the name of that shit we had that to go? RSD. You know, like, calm down, Chris. Don't say shit till we get that money.
Get that motherfucker money, man. Get that motherfucker. Man, I can't believe this shit. That son of a bitch, baby, know some shit. He motherfucking Miami motherfucker finna beat the fuck out the Ravens. They ain't shit. Punk motherfuckers. Ravens ain't
shit. Now, I can tell you when Calvin Wesley had him a good car, when he had that Pontiac, when he had that Grand Prix. He put that bitch on a bumper. And goddamn ending his career. Scared him to death. And he bought that Nova. And he bought Bud Wreck Nova. Ain't never been right since then.
Lord, how much?
And Daryl sent that boy off after they built that car. That boy stopped drag racing. The one with the Grand Prix. Slipman, when they built Slipman car, nobody shit. They never raised nobody. All that money Slipman
who
put in that car.
Who whooped
him? Only person whoops. What you call it? Beat him. Beat Slipman. He's Fast Strangler.
Hell.
They whooped him. The Hulk. You whooped Slipman too?
Who whooped him? Boy, you crazy.
I ain't know you ran Slipman.
I ain't bought none. You're right, I did
whoop
him. My dog walked. Tell him that.
Oh, man.
I didn't know you ran Slim, man. I know Eastside Strangler.
That's Lenny. That's Lenny.
With,
he was Lenny on. That's Lenny. No, it might not have been Lenny. That was that other boy, Jarelli. That's been whooped.
Where y'all run at?
Bro.
Well,
so I took down most of my victims. Who that stagging on the deck?
Mm-hmm.
You know he clean.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know he clean. I'm bad.
Hey,
Sam.
I'm
waiting on a lot of
you. Yeah.
Faggot ass Deucey just texted my phone. Keep my name out your mouth. Get stuck my bitch.
Damn.
Deucey, press the one button, Deucey. Where you at? Man, I was happy to see Deucey in that car. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, that crawling motherfucker. I'll be able to take that raggedy ass note and stick it up his ass.
Oh, my goodness, Gray.
Motherfucker was scared to death. Oh, give me a car on the break. I got on street ties. Man, street this dick.
Hey, Lenny. Let me see. What is this? Where Lenny go? Let me see. Oh, my goodness grief. Man, y'all are funny, man. Ain't nothing better. Oh, there you go. Ain't nothing better than a rivalry. Deucey, come on with it.
You know we got history.
Yeah, it's
going
it's,
on
it's mighty funny.
Going on
it's
mute.
Mighty funny all these dick suckers on here remember all they W's but won't say shit about their losses.
Wait
they
a minute.
Down on Lake Street.
Who you talking to? You talking to
Lenny
right
came down on Lake Street and ran some shit. Every motherfucker that said they came down on Lake Street ran the fuck off Lake Street too.
Wait, Deucey, who you talking about?
Everybody who said they came down on Lake Street and did some shit, they're damn
hey, man,
loud.
Y'all ain't
never
whooped nothing we had on Lake Street. What y'all whoop us with on Lake Street?
Hey, preacher boy, what you forgot when motherfucking Pee-wee beat the shit out you with that motherfucking stolen-ass Camaro, whatever the fuck you had? Got
damn, that was a little
stolen. He gave you 10 in the brakes. You forgot that, though.
Yeah, he did,
okay.
But that wasn't my car. That was
right.
A little dope
no,
down
no,
the street.
But you
no.
Forgot that,
he
though.
Was off of Lake
you forgot
Street.
That, though.
They asked me to drive it. They asked me to
hey,
drive it.
But you forgot that, though. But, you know, it
was
a lot of
that wasn't
of
my shit.
It was a lot of W's done on Lake Street, though, man. But I know you forgot that, though. A lot of y'all forgetting a lot of shit on here.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
But y'all should, we know you ain't never got none, though.
Hey. I was about to get one.
Hello?
Goddamn it, to your motherfucking ass. Goddamn it, the police pulled you over. I had that one going.
Oh, shit.
That was going to be a double.
You a liar. You ain't have a chance. Well, you the one call the police on me. You call the police on me.
Hey, I ain't have no phone, motherfucker.
You a liar.
Hey.
You, hey,
and,
you was doing your
that,
money out dial 911.
And to that little dick sucker talking about what he did with his motherfucking truck. 10 years or 15 years ago, I beat the shit out of Javier, bitch ass motherfucker.
Oh, man.
That motherfucker, goddamn it! I was out there Sunday, Sam. You seen me? But a motherfucker talking about a motherfucker ain't got nothing, got junk and stuff like that. But goddamn it, show didn't try to get on the side of that motherfucker though.
Deucey, who you talking about?
I'm talking about skin.
Shorty.
Wait a minute, what skin
see,
at?
I ain't scared to say no motherfucking name, Sham. I'm talking about
my where is he at? You say?
Motherfucker.
Shorty, hold
up.
Shorty, went to the border, man.
Oh, man.
Hey,
went to the border.
Hey, motherfucker say you got junk, you got this and that, and saw them little
I'm back. What I'm
little ass ties I hit. Saw them
they ain't
going to
say you
can get
it up, kid. What the hell?
Hey,
I'm back.
I'm
wow.
Motherfucking
wow. Wow.
Ass ties on my
ooh,
car, but you got
that.
Junk and all that. But why you ain't letting me tie out of that in? If
you
I
ain't
got
no
junk,
little bitty
junk.
Man, get your bitch ass out of here. Stop lying.
What
you had
junk?
The big what ass balloons
on
that car, man.
Oh,
don't you think you had some 275s on your car, man? There ain't no little bitty ass ties.
Oh, that was what
you talking about, bitch motherfucker?
That was the one.
Man, 275 is dick. You know what the fuck
you
they were.
You looking that hard on them, huh? You looking that hard at them, huh?
Yeah, 275,
man. I
didn't know.
I
didn't
know.
Ask Lenny to do a little time. Ask Lenny to do a little time. Motherfuckers run in the seat with them bitches. What the fuck are you talking about?
Who bought your tires, didn't you know they were 275?
Right.
You looking that hard?
Yeah, because you stupid. You a stupid bitch.
You
a stupid motherfucker.
Hey.
Hey,
going
dumb,
275, 60,
radio.
Hey,
they're going too goddamn fast.
That's what I'm saying. But this bitch ass nigga talking about he got a little tie. He come out there with a radio on his car. A 275. The fuck is that a little tie? Now, which one of the biggest, kid, which one of the biggest, a 275 or a 26 inch?
I'm gonna tell you.
Which one is
bigger?
275.
Yo, pussy ass out of here, whole ass nigga. You're a coward. I'll give your bitch ass shit, nigga. Fuck is you talking about? You the one picking on the cop.
I got jumped.
You picked on the Nova. You picked on the cucumber. You picked on three of them goddamn cars on Cobbler. Bitch, we had the Nova out there, bitch. Lock your bitch. Soon as I saw your bitch ass, that raggedy ass car. So let's lock your ass in.
Hey,
smoking ass look, car, man. We'll beat the fuck out you, boy. I ain't getting your shit.
Oh, okay.
We'll beat the fuck out you, boy.
We don't
put whatever you want to put on your car.
I'm
put whatever
big.
You put in. Shut your bitch ass up then,
I'm
nigga.
Big.
Stop coming over here trying to defend yourself. Whole ass,
I'm
nigga.
Big.
Come on, you got a little
big
ass town
big
on your
big
car.
It's
the
so
fuck
it's
out
okay
of here, boy.
You
I beat
big,
the fuck
boy,
out you.
Big.
I had that
it's
little
okay
boy
you
beat the dog shit out you, boy, on the street, the track, wherever the fuck you want to go.
Damn.
Put whatever tire you want to put on that raggedy motherfucker. Nigga, I ain't seen that kind over 10 years. Man, I seen that bullshit. You got some junk, boy. We'll beat the fuck out you, boy.
Hey,
you don't fuck about you.
You got some junk.
You right. But we going to run you with some junk. Junk for junk. Jump for jump.
Yeah.
I never said
oh,
we didn't
man
have no jump.
Well,
I'm just telling you,
jump for jump.
I thought you had a bad-ass car. You ain't
listen,
got nothing, man.
Listen. Hey,
you ain't got nothing. You ain't got yourself
hey, listen,
nothing,
listen,
man. We're going to try
I
you.
Got, listen.
We're going to try
got,
you, man. Me and Sam was happy
listen
to see your bitch ass
listen
driving
listen
up. We thought
listen
we had tonight.
Listen.
We didn't
listen
have none. You a coward.
Listen. Listen. I
you're
got
a coward,
jump
boy.
Let that junk tear
yep
out of there. Fuck you.
This man still begging, man. Didn't I just tell this bitch ass nigga I ain't getting him nothing?
I will well, shut
I got
the fuck
some
up
junk too. We got I ain't
fuck
got to shut shit up. We'll beat your ass head the fuck up.
Let me get out of there. I'm gone.
We'll beat your ass like you want it, nigga. You didn't tell me I'll run RBL because I want to break. You said I'll beat the fuck out RBL, the cucumber, or your motherfucking cobbler ass. That's what you told me.
Hey,
that's
said,
we don't want none of that, Deucey.
Hey,
you brung
that
boy, raggedy
that's
bitch out there. I said, I'll kill that mixed up ass, raggedy ass car. You talking about you got painted. That's some junk, boy. Told you we'll beat the fuck out you. Yeah, if you can't afford no paint job, I know you can't afford to go fast. We got to try you. I thought you had new paint and everything. I would have been scared.
Well,
you ain't got yourself
you
nothing,
did
man.
All
you
done all
cut, you done cut that mother. You done took that motherfucking whatever the fuck
hey
you got that shit from out
hey
the kitchen somewhere and put
hey
that shit
all
on your
you
car like it's a hood scoop. You done mowed that
hey
shit on that. Boy, I beat the fuck
hey
out you,
all
boy.
All you had to do.
Got that motherfucking mushroom
that
on your hood, man. We'll beat the shit out
the
you, boy. We'll beat the fuck. I ain't
down
giving you shit. I'm not giving you
let
nothing.
Hey. Hey,
give me that ground, motherfucker.
Jump,
I don't give you
hey
shit.
If I,
I'm
if
not going to give
you
your
jump
bitch ass shit, nigga.
I promise you.
You
bitch,
said
you
we had
jump
some junk. So get up the break. Get up the break. You said I did cost some junk. Get up the break, motherfucker. I don't want shit
he
from you. We're going to steal it. We're going to steal it, bitch. We're going to steal it.
Get
I'm going to run how you want to run, bitch. You coming off a flashlight and all that. I'm going to run just
he
how you want to run. If you leave
he
for the flashlight. You said if we leave for the flashlight, we lose.
Listen,
I said,
man
bitch. Now your bitch
listen
ass stop begging
listen
with a motherfucking peacoat on, bitch.
He got to break.
Don't let no motherfucker
he
with no peacoat on beat me, boy. He had on a peacoat,
yeah,
bitch.
Okay.
You couldn't even
yeah
run the button.
Look at you was swag jacking. Look at you was swag jacking.
So,
hey, dude,
you told me you would whoop my ass. I said, I don't want no smoke. When you pulled up out there with that raggedy motherfucking smoking ass cop, that motherfucking
mm-hmm
Santa said, ooh, that's Deucey. Ooh, I'm shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I said, watch this. I bet he don't go. That's him when
no
I told him that. Bet that bitch don't
yeah
race.
Yeah.
Beat the fuck.
Yeah,
now you came
you
up like you was a gangster.
You
came up like you was going to race, man, motherfucker. Then
yeah
when I agreed to everything, you said, no, you know what? Man, I got on street ties. Give me the give
I
me
street
car
ties,
break. Get the fuck
I
out
I
my
I
face,
asked for the
nigga
break. I asked for the break.
Man,
the
you
break
ain't get go put your slicks on, motherfucker. Go put your slicks on and run hand up. Put your slicks on.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's
well
your excuse? You said
we'll
you left the slicks
time
at home. And you at
we'll
home?
We'll see Sunday.
Man, get the
we'll
fuck
see Sunday.
Man, you
we'll
know
see
you ain't gonna be out there Sunday. I'm gonna bet you $100 you don't even pull up with your car Sunday.
Only way I don't come, you got them rain.
If you, bitch, you know what it's going to be doing, snowing, bitch. You ain't coming no motherfucking Sunday. Get the fuck out of here, man.
We'll see Sunday skin. We'll see Sunday skin.
I bet you don't be out. Hey, Sam, you want to bet something? I bet you don't know motherfucker be out there Sunday. Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Well, it must be
making
rain,
up shit, man.
It must be rain. It must be rain.
Man, you know what the fuck it is. You done watched. You done saw the motherfucking weather. The fuck on, nigga. Mm-hmm. You saw the weather. You saw it.
Well.
He's talking about some motherfucking Sunday. All these fucking days he talking about Sunday.
Hey, that's when everybody out there, ain't it? Ain't that when I came over that motherfucker?
Nope. Everybody out there every motherfucking day of the week when it won't.
Well, okay.
All you do is got to make a phone call.
I won't
Sam
be
Sam gonna have a whole barber shop out of that motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, Sam, if you make a phone call, that whole barber shop be at that bitch.
This is true.
Well, make the phone call there, Sam, and hell, Ev, and bring your motherfucker.
No, man, fuck his ass off, man. Come on, man, stop.
No, but they said the loudest one ain't on shit though. So you is the loudest
man,
one.
You ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing, nigga. Beat the dog shit out you, boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm mad the motherfucking Ravens ain't shit with their coward ass.
That damn dancer said he ran the west side for a period. The whole west side.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's his lie. Man. He can say what he want to say. Them his lips, he can say that lie.
Maybe he felt like he ran it. Shit.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I know one thing. Sam got a lot of faith in that goddamn Deuce.
Shut the fuck
up, man.
Shut the fuck
up.
Okay.
Yes,
listen,
sir. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, man. I heard your whole ass say what Deucey did. Deucey ain't never run nobody with no motherfucker. Are you serious?
You mad at me? I want to know.
Who you with, Deucey? Who was your rival back in the day, Deucey?
Everybody could get it.
Did you have a rival? Who was that?
Terrio. I kept getting up there with Terrio.
Terrio was your rival.
Terrio behind the amp. Black
Terrio. Is Terrio still on the mic?
I got up there with Lenny a few times. God damn it, on Kilbourne, 16th over there. You know what I'm saying?
Did you win? Did you whoop Lenny?
Yes.
Did you whoop Lenny?
Yes. Yes, I did. Okay.
Did you
whoop
me? Did you whoop me?
You ain't have none.
That ain't what I asked you. I said, did you whoop me?
Man,
at the time that I got up there, I had whooped that motherfucker. I whooped myself.
Hey, you hear this shit, Sam? What they do that?
Yeah.
When did you motherfucker come up and say I whooped myself? When have you ever heard some shit like that?
Yeah, that's when I heard some shit like that when motherfuckers talked about.
The man just said I didn't have nothing, but now he whooped himself when we ran.
I whooped myself.
I understand.
I
can't believe what you're saying, though, dude.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Who the fuck was that in the back? Who was that?
What up, Shannon?
Hey, Terrio. Deucey say you was one of his robberies. Deucey say you was one of his robberies.
Well,
he ran me.
I ain't gonna say
Deucey
too much of
twice
for
his
race.
He ran me twice. He was with Corey. He ran me with his Grand National. I gave him a spot.
What?
Then he ran me.
Did he win, Terrio?
He wouldn't go back. Yeah. He won. Did
he
win?
Okay.
Ask him if he ever whooped me.
I ain't never had nothing to race him with, but I rolled his ass out. He said he whooped himself. He said, I ain't whooping, he whooped himself. Terrio, you whooped yourself
drop top
when you ran him.
Yeah, I spun like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you whooped yourself, Terrio. He didn't whoop you. Yeah, Terrio, you whooped yourself.
He
won,
though. I can't take that from him. I can't take that from him.
No, he tried to take it from me. I'm going to let you take it from him.
Yeah, Terrio, you're right. Terrio, you're right. You spent, so you whooped yourself. You spent, so you whooped yourself. So
yeah.
I spent, and I whooped myself with that trailblazer.
You ain't spending with me. You a lie. You ain't got no power, motherfucker. You didn't go nowhere.
Oh, man.
I know what got you, boy.
You know what? Hey, Skin, you wants to be on this phone and act like you the
you.
You
ain't had no power, dude.
Man, just stop it, man. Just stop it.
You ain't got no
power,
man. You ain't pulling them goddamn kicks, man. You let them balloons on that bitch. You can't even turn them motherfuckers, man.
You act like you just was untouchable.
Hey, the baby say, hey, press the one button. Where you at?
Hey, Doobie, that's what it sound like. Hey, Doobie, that sound like I'm untouchable. Oh, man, I love it.
Oh, man.
I love it, dude.
Hey, somebody just texted me and said, I beat them all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Well, why you want to reveal their motherfucking name?
I'm waiting on him to press the one button. I was trying to see if he was going to press the one button.
Man, you don't press no motherfucking one button.
Oh, you just
want
to. Okay, I said the baby. I said the baby. In the words of Terrio, the baby. He texted me.
Oh, yeah, he did. Shit, he did. Shit. He did
it. No, he didn't beat
him.
He didn't beat
him. Oh, man.
Hold on. Hold on. But I beat the baby.
What happened to his last race?
I beat the baby, too.
Then he beat the baby.
Ask him what happened to
me.
I
beat
the
baby and
Lenny
beat
the
baby. He
did
one
crying.
But me and Lenny whooped his ass too. Me and Lenny, the only motherfucker, whooped his motherfucking ass. Tell me that.
What you whooped him in?
I whooped him in my Ford Fusion in his eyes.
Oh, man, that ain't no fucking race, you dumb, stupid bitch.
You fucking retarded, man.
Man, come on, man.
We ain't talking about
We ain't talking about no
shit. Hey, he didn't beat us all. He never beat us all. He beat him.
Hold on. No. He just talking about the people who talk to preacher, boy. Slow down, buddy. Now, that's what I said.
Damn,
well, bitch, ain't no motherfucker on here being no motherfucking racist. Because your kind of race cop, that raggedy-ass Donald Trump you got ain't no goddamn race cop.
There you go.
He whooped the baby.
Hey,
Man, we talking about what just said, man.
Man, we ain't talking about shit. You just mad because you got that ass pulled out.
Now he don't want nobody.
I beat you with a
trailblazer. Go ahead.
Let me just say this, though. Let me say this one thing.
How do you want to
see
that with a trailblazer?
Hey, Zay. My Ford Fusion was faster than the trailblazer, but he said I whooped his ass in the trailblazer, but the Fusion wasn't no race car. Nigga, my Fusion was faster than the
Hey, the man came on and said he whooped all of them. So that means he whooped you in the race. He ain't talking about no motherfucking
man,
fusion
hey,
or
man,
no shit.
Stop sucking dick, boy.
Hey, Zay, was you talking about a fusion,
man?
Was you talking about a fusion?
They don't need no more mouths on that dick, man.
Hey,
he gonna fuck around and blow. Don't do it.
Hey,
don't do it.
Hey, Zay, would you get a hold of your show, Sham?
Yes, sir.
When you said what you said, was you talking about a motherfucking fusion in your motherfucking affinity?
Huh?
Was you talking about
When you said what you said, you whooped them all. You was talking about your Camaro, correct?
Yeah.
So what the fuck is this bitch talking about? He whooped. I whooped him. He whooped us all. I whooped him.
Well,
he
nah,
talking about
well,
a fucking Ford Fusion.
Yeah. Well.
That.
I mean, it was a race, though.
Hey, it was AZ. I know you want
it.
I know you want it. You want to storm
no
around.
It wasn't no
right,
no
exactly.
Race, no race
so just, okay, all right. Just leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Regular, huh?
This
yeah, but
bitch
he did,
right
he
here did, don't want to. He don't want no motherfucker to get they props and shine. He got to always come and say he did this and did it like this better than this. Man, go
oh,
sit
man.
Your goof ass down, man.
I'm
back. What I missed?
This dick in your mouth.
What I missed, dude? What I missed, bitch? Huh? What the fuck I missed
hey,
that weak ass
hey,
Donald
man.
Trump? Hey, Zay, I don't know where
yeah.
you was at. You must have been out of town. Man, this dumbass Deucey came on New Dodie and followed that bitch up with that smoking ass cop, man.
Man, wait,
yeah.
When Sunday when I see you?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Deucey came out there with that motherfucking T-shirt, man, smoked up the
hey.
Whole New Dodie, man.
Man, you said
yeah, man.
Call
I heard.
I had to have DMI
hey.
Come over there and beat the fuck out of him.
Hey.
That's
no, that
what
you
said. Hey, look. He
hey.
Was scared of Jeremiah. He was bad.
How the fuck I was, man, you a damn lie, you stupid bitch. Jeremiah, man, hey, look, you know what, I ain't going.
You
ain't going to
do that.
Damn, this motherfucker on fire,
Mike,
damn.
Good God.
Oh, Deucey, you just told a motherfucking lie. You didn't tell, Jeremiah didn't tell you to beat your motherfucking ass, and you said,
no,
go
he
get
did
that
not.
Cousin.
No, he didn't.
Go get
no,
that cousin.
No, he did not. No, he did not.
He told you to get on his wheel.
The man.
Hey, hold on. I'm gonna get Jerry on this bitch, boy. You ain't gonna be talking
oh,
this shit about Jerry. I get Jerry
oh,
on this bitch. Hold on.
Get him on
the goddamn lot.
Get
man,
him on the
line
on
his ass off.
Oh,
man.
Hey,
Sam, you going to Florida this
yeah.
year?
I'm gonna get him on this.
I'm trying to
yeah,
see.
Get him
I'm
on.
Trying to see something now, little brother. I'm trying to see.
Oh, okay.
I want to. I sure want to. Uh oh.
Man, Sam, I heard you're feeling pretty good. The holidays coming up. They say you're
hey,
going to
yeah. That's what
Jeremiah
oh,
said.
Oh, man. White
get,
Castle,
get
your mic is
Deucey
open.
He said you weren't trying to run him, Fessy. He said you weren't trying to run him.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Hey,
y'all
hear
that? Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, what happened, Jeremiah? I know you're on. Hold on, let me say what the fuck I got to say. I know you're on this motherfucking show, and you gonna have to, you gonna get on here, and you gonna stunt, or you gonna tell the motherfucking truth, nigga.
Oh my God.
Huh?
I called you.
Hey Jeremiah, you told me to lock in. And then you got to talk about you gotta get your gas and get all this. You trying to do the race for a deal, some shit like that, man. Come on, man, don't do that, man. Don't get on this phone and stunt, man. Come on, man.
I just got one question.
Okay, hey, look, hey, Jeremiah, we can get that on.
White Castle, is that your line?
Noise, man.
We can do that anytime you get ready, man. But don't let this
no, that's not White
get on here and try to pull
no,
the motherfucking
no,
right. screen.
Man, I can't
back,
believe
bro.
That Deucey would lie and say him and Jeremiah can do it anytime he get ready, and he know it's been a slow.
Man,
Hey, let me tell you something, man. All you niggas can suck my motherfucking dick, nigga.
fuck is you talking
damn.
About?
Damn.
Like right, I said, man.
I can't,
man. If it's dry the weekend, we can get it on. But I'm not doing shit during the week, man. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna fucking happen.
It's gonna be snow outside, man. 30 degrees.
Well,
you goddamn fool.
All right, man. All right.
We just told you that, man. Hey, Joe, can you look at the weather, man? Would you tell this bitch it's gonna snow this weekend, man?
Hold on, let's see what
it says. That man want to race in the snow. He want to act like he want to race in front of the show.
Hey, Ken. Your bitch ass down this phone talking about racing, bitch ass nigga. I ain't saying shit about racing, you clown ass nigga. Fuck out of here, boy.
What the fuck is you talking about, man?
You
I ain't saying nothing about racing this weekend. Man, your bitch ass talking about Jeremiah.
Come on, man. The fuck out of here, man. Niggas some hoe-ass, clown-ass niggas, man. Real.
Hey, you ain't got a lot. You got a lot of shit. It's all good.
Man, though, man. So you a goof-ass nigga.
You got a lot of shit. You got a lot of kicking.
Man, I ain't never got the line. What the fuck? I got the line kicking around you.
You lying right now?
You got nothing?
You know I ain't saying nothing about no racing this weekend, man. I know it's going to show up,
man.
Motherfucker, I know it's going to show up.
The fuck out of here, man.
You lying, man. You know it's gonna show, man.
Sit down, you
don't do
this ass, nigga. That's what you do. All goof ass nigga, man.
Man, your goof ass man, you wasn't even on the show. You mad because you heard me say you got a raggedy ass top. You don't mute
like you a gangster. Bitch, you ain't gonna do shit, man. I tell you what, that raggedy motherfucker paid for. I ain't gotta worry about none of that shit, bro. I don't get
it. Well,
no
you right about that now. It better be paid for. If it ain't, I'm gonna slap the shit out.
Shit. Now all you got
to
do is all this. Get that shit paid for you got, man. That's all you do. That's what you worry about.
That bitch 40 years old. That bitch better be paid for.
Right.
That bitch 40 years old, motherfucker.
You worry about what the fuck you
hey,
got.
Hey, it was a gift any goddamn way. Somebody gave you that cop. Somebody gave you that cop.
You know what? You a show clown. That's what the fuck you is. You a show clown.
Yeah. And you was clowning on New Dolby. You fall baby shelf for Halloween, bitch.
Yeah.
You fall baby shelf for Halloween. Your Halloween costume having bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch,
yeah.
That's what you did. You came out there in a clown suit, bitch. You had that bitch ass pico on with your bitch ass, nigga. You pissed on your coat. You stank it, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you think you talking to, nigga? You and your motherfucking feeling whole ass nigga because you ain't gonna race, bitch. Get off the race show, bitch. He's racing over here, nigga. Nah, ain't no racing on it. It's a clown show. You right.
I should get off this because
bitch
ass
nigga,
I stay on, I'm on with going the circus.
He wasn't part of the old school because he wasn't racing over here.
I'm on with going the circus. You right. I'm on with going the circus
bitch.
I stay on this
bitch. Mm-hmm. Get your bitch ass off here, bitch.
You know what? That's the best thing for me to do. A motherfucker fuck around and do something they might regret. You know what I'm saying?
Get your bitch ass off the phone, bitch. When you do something, you gonna regret. Get your whole ass off the phone, nigga.
Damn.
Whole ass nigga. Bitch ass nigga always trying to go into some gangster shit. Bitch, you ain't no gangster whole ass nigga. You ain't nothing, nigga. You ain't no gangster. Your mama ain't no gangster. Or your daddy. Suck my
damn
pussy, bitch, motherfucker.
Hey, Ken, you can find somebody to kill right now, man.
Lord, how much?
Bitch, motherfucker.
My.
Bitch ass nigga getting in his feeling because Jerry came on here trying to lock him in. Whole ass nigga.
Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
Whole ass out of him. Bruh, he ain't no racer. He mad at me. Him mad. Him downstairs. Faggot ass, bitch ass nigga.
Him down.
Hey, that really pissed him off, man, because you was like, I know, you should come out there with that car and have Jeremiah get on his ass. Him got in her feelings. Get your whole ass out of here, nigga.
I heard all that. Lord, how much.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, block? She got in her feelings. Your bitch ass out of here, nigga.
Very disrespectful.
Got to be more careful.
Bitch, when you see me, kill me, bitch. The show recorded. You going to jail, bitch.
Your dope fiend ass mammy, motherfucker. That's the motherfucker that got them got on her chin. Don't you tell them truth about how to shoot this guy. Won't you tell the truth?
Hey, bitch, I'm going to shoot your mama with a corona shot, bitch. I'm going to shoot your mama with a corona shot, bitch.
That's what happened to Lord, the bitch.
Lord,
how much. You pussy motherfucker.
Tell the truth.
Whole ass nigga.
Bitch ass motherfucker.
Wait a minute, what happened?
Yeah, sure is. I sure is.
Bitch ass nigga mammy died because she OD'd and he won't tell the truth for the crack.
Man.
And your mama gone because I'm going to OD her nasty ass.
Lord,
I'm going to OD your nasty ass mama, you nasty bitch. Your mama sucks dick on Madison, bitch.
Damn.
You pussy motherfucker. She gonna get OD for
what?
Sucking dick. You pussy motherfucker.
Wait a minute. Hold it. What is all this?
My.
And listen to the
hey,
show,
Sam,
motherfucker. You'll see what you missed.
On fire tonight, Sam. Sam.
Take your ass back in the kitchen.
You'll see what the fuck you missed. Go back and listen to the show.
They both got this shit started.
They both
got this shit
started.
Yeah, they both came on and got this shit started.
Oh, okay.
The bitch don't need your
rest.
Man, hey, Zane, that damn flop came on the show and asked me was I making a cake and then hung up on me. What's wrong with him?
My.
Unbelievable.
Damn. Entertainment purposes only.
Stuff that later.
Oh, Lord, there
hey,
you go.
Hey, Sam. You got a date, Sam? You got a date, Jack?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
For the bowling party? I said, do you have a date for the bowling party?
I got to go up there. I'm trying to shoot for the last Saturday of February.
Oh, man.
I got to go up there. I haven't had a chance to go up there yet.
Okay. What all awards you giving out, Sam?
I don't even know.
Shit.
I don't know. I don't know.
I thought you were talking about for racing.
What you
trying to say, Zabo? Race of the Year award, Sam?
What you trying to say, Zabo?
Unbelievable. Nothing. He ain't trying to talk about nothing. Don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe, kid.
Okay then. All right.
You fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
I ain't gonna fall for that shit, Big Sam.
Oh my goodness,
Bree. What up,
hey, Flop?
Damn, fell for the banana in the tailpipe.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Y'all are funny. That's all I can say.
I like that.
Y'all are a funny group.
Somebody got a whole bunch of background noise.
Man, I really?
Yeah,
I just don't
man.
Understand. Why would they do such
man,
a thing?
That's ridiculous, man.
I just don't understand it.
That's faggot ass
Deucey
Mama.
That's Deucey
Mama.
Come on,
Sean. Oh, man. What the world?
Stop. Oh,
man.
My.
That don't even make no sense.
Unbelievable.
This is true.
Unbelievable.
That Deucey Mama was sucking that motherfucking hype dick. She had to get that hype dick out of her mouth.
Beautiful show, big fella.
Well,
oh,
big kid.
Man, white.
Oh, that's
white as
like
in castle. Oh,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes,
oh, they're having a ball.
White castle,
they're having a ball. Damn, I called in at the right time, huh, Sam? 9:58.
You,
Lord, have
you
my
had
you
to.
You called in at the right time, Zabo.
Shorty?
I see what Keith been saying all the time. He ain't gonna do shit. That's whooping like he gonna race him up, lock it in with Jeremiah, playing like he gonna lock in, all that old shit. I get the fuck out. I thought the man was gonna race for real.
Hey, Stan. Hey, Stan.
Yeah.
Can you just listen to something real quick?
Go
ahead. Hey, you the motherfucker. Hey, Flop, you gonna get locked in. For the first day the track opened up, Floppy.
Oh, man, we ain't gonna have none of that now.
Hey, Zay, and I'm gonna bring them squares out and tell them if they can't find 14, we can't race.
Oh, man.
Hey, Ken, you told me that the gentleman was not gonna engage, so why are you over here lip-boxing with him?
No, I didn't. No, I told you he's not gonna race you.
Right.
That ain't got nothing to do with us with these slow-ass cops. He will run me. He fake like he'll run me. I done ran him before. He came on here flying this summer. He done ran Lenny. He done did this. He done ran, man. Right? So he done ran. He done just ran out of breath. They brother Jeremiah got him on. He got dead. He got all in his business. Okay.
Oh,
so
man.
You know what the fuck I am.
But I'm really trying to see if I can help him, man, because the man said the other day he wasn't going to
get
into
this kind of activity.
I don't need no motherfucking help.
I'm going to tell you what I need, and then I don't want the motherfucker to say nothing else to me, because you see what I'm saying? With this shit right here, this phone shit, I promise you, it's going to get a motherfucker seriously hurt. And this bitch-ass nigga on this motherfucking phone talking out the side of his neck, when he see me, he just act like he want to do what he on his phone talking about. All that old getting on the back line, calling motherfuckers, trying to squash shit, get on shit. That shit out the window, man, because I told your bitch
come
ass several
out
fucking
out
times
here, bitch.
To stop fucking
come
playing.
Out
damn.
Come out right now.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you come through?
Who you want me to come to?
New Dobie.
Man, don't nobody want to hear that shit.
Get
that's too much. That's too much, Deucey. Just stop.
Hey, but get your bitch ass there. He's my son opening up the door, bitch. I didn't say I was going to do shit to you, bitch ass nigga, but let's do it. Pussy motherfucker, you ain't going to do shit, whole ass nigga.
Hey,
I know you
I'm on my
bitch,
way.
Nigga.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
Let's go then. Come on. What? Come on.
Boy,
what? Unbelievable.
Entertainment purposes only.
Man, entertainment. Hey, Fly, why you hang up earlier? Because I said I wasn't making no cake. Could you tell me that?
Hold on, Sam. Jeremiah, can you go to mute, please?
Oh, my bad, y'all. I thought I was on mute. My bad.
Unbelievable.
Sam, let me tell you why. See, I had already been on your show. I was just trying to liven it up a little bit. So I called in on my own line and gave you the cake story. And when I hung up, I heard you laughing because I was still on and said, hey, man, can you believe I pulled up for real?
Oh, man. I said, no, okay, well, thank you. Click, I looked up, I see your name go across the screen. I said, man, this boy hung up on me for real. Oh, my God. Unbelievable, man. And right behind you, here comes Zay. Talking crazy, too. Man, y'all need to cut it out, man.
My.
Unbelievable.
Can somebody catch them two gentlemen before they get into some trouble and bullshit?
Man. They know better, man. Testosterone is a strong individual. That's all I can say. Man, it is just unreal. It can be at times. It is just a bad man. Yeah. Yeah, White Cap.
Motherfucking a stolen, goddamn it, Cherokee SR-T8 just fly by me on 35th right here by the White Sox Park. He got 17 State Troopers just got on him.
Ooh,
on the E-way right here at 39th, right now as I speak, man. I swear to God. That man down there blew me off doing
live for that, White Cap. What
is
these motherfuckers doing, man?
The shit happened so fast. When I look in the rearview, all I see is a motherfucker, a black truck with no lights just coming. I said, oh, shit, I know what that is. I get the fuck out the way. Man, I swear to God, the man got 17 State Troopers behind him right now. They just jumped down on 39th. Right now.
Was it a track hole?
It looked like it was. It was like a flat black track hole with no plates on it.
Oh, with no plates, that's a key, man.
I couldn't see what that bitch was sunk because I swear to God, he was just getting it, mister. He was getting it. Man, he got 20 State Troopers behind him right now.
They started coming up this bitch right now.
Yeah.
Sam, I got a question for you, man. Can you help me as to why people feel the need to lie about certain things, man? I just don't understand it because off the damn show that I called my compadre, my brother, the day before we were sold away, and I said, hey, man, we still getting it on? And he said, he didn't say no. I just lied. He didn't say no. He said, listen, I believe he said it was like his son's daughter's birthday or something like that, birthday party, some age. So he's like, I'm not for sure if I'm going to do it. So what I did was I said, well, I already just wasted $100 on the can of gas. I ain't going to waste no more money. So I said, well, shit, he ain't calling me back, so we ain't doing it. So, like, to get a call like I got today talking about, man, this nigga only talk to Flick, talking about you ain't on the race, you ain't had this. I ain't had it because the day I called you to confirm it, you didn't give me 100% answer. So why would I spend $200, $250 to get a car together for nothing? Now I got a whole 5 gallon can of race gas to have to sit on all the way to next year, man. I just want to know why people feel like it's a need to embellish the truth or to you know, elongate a lie. Like, just let it ride. It's okay.
Come
like,
on, Jeremiah.
On this phone right now, no, I'm being real. Anybody on this phone right now
that want to get out on the street, man, next Tuesday, it's going to be 54 degrees and a 60% chance of rain. Get your ass down. We ain't got to argue humbug about it. Tell you, Mark Ritter. Call me tonight before. Let me know you want to do it. I got spark plugs, I got gas, and I got nitrous, man. So ain't no excuses, man. I got nigga call me, act like he wanted to lock in with the Cherokee. Now he in the high-speed chase. Fuck out of here, man. I'm tired of these people with this bullshit, man.
Oh, right. Man, not the high-speed chase.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm tired of this shit, man.
Mm-hmm. You heard him
you
say
this whole-ass nigga. Hey.
No tags.
Hey, whole-ass nigga Rob get on the phone. Want him. Oh, he. Hold on, y'all.
Wait a minute. Not another Rob somebody. Rob didn't got talked about all night tonight.
Man, this whole ass nigga get on the phone talking some goofy shit to me, man. Stop, man. Because I told him. Man, the nigga want to lock me in the night of. Man, I ain't got no nitrous to kill. Can we lock it in for Wednesday? Oh, man. Then you want to get on the phone like the man, like he a big bad bully. Like I told you, like I told them people, man. And I love a kill. Man, them people got a car and a brake. If I don't clear them, I don't want to get paid, man. On the street, dog.
What?
Stop. I'm putting the stops on this bullshit, all these people with this wintertime-ass racing. Hey, when I was coming up, niggas was racing damn near on Christmas, man, as long as there wasn't no snow on the ground. So I ain't trying to hear none of that. A motherfucker with an all-wheel drive car can't say shit to me because you can hook anywhere. Lock that shit in. That's all I'm saying, man. Niggas won't keep talking that shit, man. Stop talking that shit. You win a lip boxing, man.
And wait. You said he got a car in the brake and you're going to clear him.
Man, the man got a car to break that fucking track hog. If I don't clear him, I don't want to get paid, man. To the eight.
Wow. Okay.
The man got a car to break. I don't clear him, I don't want to get paid. Then I'm going to put a stop to all these people talking this shit like they gangsters, man. Stop. Stop, man. Then the nigga kill want to get on here. I mean, the nigga Rob want to get on cracking jokes. Man, stop, man. Fuck out of here, man. You ain't being shit. You riding the kill dick, man. Stop. He got enough
money,
man.
Not the Johnsonville.
You think you got enough holes to do that, man?
Damn.
Wait a minute, kid. That's ignorant. Oh,
I want to put a stop to this shit, man. For real.
Lord have mercy.
I want to put a...
Man, y'all something else. That's all I can say.
But they finna put a rule in the Grudge book where you can't lock in no register after April 15th, no way, so... Y'all don't have to worry about.
Oh, my goodness.
Is, man, these niggas, everybody just all of a sudden got super fucking tough within the past 14 business days, man. The fuck out of here, man. Now everybody a gangster, everybody tough, everybody ready to race, man, stop, man. Now you want to
Lord
talk about a nigga that's still out here trying to do some shit, man. Get the fuck out of here. That tire locking up right there, yep.
I don't even know what to say. Oh.
You can't say nothing, Sam. The man tried to chase you and draw down on you for I don't know how long. Me and your car look exactly alike. Why he ain't chasing me and trying to lock me in? You trying to lock me in when you see me testing my car. Now you see the car testing already. Why you ain't got that same energy you had 3-4 months ago?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
But everybody could be tough now, though, because it's cold outside. Hold on one second.
Yeah. You got a point there. You damn sure got a point there. It's been, been a little be wet and snowing and shit. Everybody going to want to race.
Oh, man. Whew. Well, anybody else? Y'all have made my night. Oh,
Lord have mercy.
Unbelievable. That's all I can say. Unbelievable. Everybody done? Y'all done? Oh, man. I guess they done, kid. Ain't nobody saying nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ain't got to worry about no locking in until April 15th.
Man, look at here. I swear. Oh, my goodness, Greg.
You can file your taxes and lock in a race.
Unbelievable is all I can say. Is
unbelievable. All right, anybody else?
Hey, Shell.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, is it too early to find out what you guys got on the menu for next year? Y'all got the same thing going, a couple shows, a couple events, or what y'all got planned?
It's yet early. I don't know. I don't know nothing yet. I really don't. I won't know probably until after this month, after November. So.
Hey, well, I hope y'all, you know, do. But man, I totally had a good time each time, and man, I appreciate what you guys do for the racing, man. I do.
We gonna try. I mean, man, I'm just trying to keep it afloat. That's all. What I know it to be. That's if I could just remotely just, you know, just get a pinch of it, I'd be satisfied. That's all. If I could just keep it, you know, keep it neat. Those are my words. Just keep it neat. We gonna try. So all we can do is try.
Oh yeah, hey, what about the bowling part?
I'm trying to get a date. I'm trying to shoot for the last Saturday in February. That's what I'm my plan. But I have to solidify the date. So I'm going up there this week coming up. So hopefully by next Thursday I have a date.
Right?
Same location, yes. That's my plan.
Okay.
As of right now, yes, same location, yes.
Okay, it sounds
good. As soon as I can solidify the date, hopefully by next Thursday, I should have, I hope to have a date by next Thursday. Yeah.
What's the name of that bowling alley over there on 100, and I guess that's Torrance?
Oh, Skyway. I was gonna
Skyway,
try to do
okay.
it at Skyway once before, but yeah, I just didn't. The owner, I know some bowlers. Some of our brothers are bowlers, and you know they advised me not to. And then when I went to talk to the owner, they it just wasn't a good meeting. So. I declined. I don't know if it's the same owners up there. I would love to have it there because it's black owned, and they, you know, it's nice. The facility is nice. Park, everything, you know, it would be nice.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
a nice
but,
place.
I don't want no problems when I go in there. So,
all right.
But you know, who know? I don't know if it's the same people or not. I've had success. With the other place, they always, you know,
mm-hmm.
treat us pretty good. So that's why I've been going. I like the facility.
Yep.
So we shall see. So anything else? Man, y'all done made my night. Kid, give me a last remark. I'm turning it in. Let me see. Yeah, I'm turning it in.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, but
oh man!
I just hope don't nobody get hurt. Goddamn, with all these lock-ins, you know, it's a lot of racing going on.
Oh man!
Somebody
I hope
hurt,
not either. I swear, I hope not either. Big Mark, come on with it.
Hey man, I just want to thank all the guys that got to the line this year and made it worth me spending my money. I want to thank the college kids for doing their thing, man. It's good to see the young bloods out there. And sure. If I can have a serious moment, man, I keep telling you guys, if you haven't had your colonoscopy, man, get your colon checked, man. They call that the silent killer. I'm happy to say that one of my race buddies called me the other day, said, hey, man, I went and got it. And they did find a little something. But they say they got whatever it was, they were able to scrape it out of there, and he all good. So, hey, man.
All good.
Do what you got to do, man. Go with my blessing.
Yep. I got a schedule, too. Shit, I think a couple more weeks or whatever.
Yeah, well, take care of yourselves. That's all, man.
Yep.
Take care of yourselves. That's a serious note. Yeah, we want to stick around as long as we can. So, yeah, this is true. This is true.
Yeah, I'm one year in remission and happy about it. Praising the Lord every day I wake up. It's another good one.
Yeah, that's a good thing, brother. That's a great thing. Not a good thing, but a great thing.
Try to stay away from that Gary Popcorn, Big Mom, you'd be all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, ain't been on 87 times below the kid.
Yeah, they got your favorite parking place over there.
Oh, man. Well, man, I appreciate y'all, man, as always. Same bat time and same bat channel next Thursday, man. I appreciate y'all, man. And I guess we'll talk to y'all Thursday.
Yep, I'm afraid to watch this game later.
Man, I can imagine. I just hope they don't hurt nobody, man, because it's ugly.
That shit was just
that could be
crazy,
ugly out there.
That was just crazy.
But Ken, these motherfuckers just going crazy all over the city of Chicago, man. They found a body over there on 80 Interstate 80 and over there by Hammond. They think that's that girl. Right, they think that's the girl's out there in Williams. I think that's her daughter. That's fucked up.
I don't know how motherfuckers sleep at night, man. With the shit they do.
I don't know, man. I just don't get it. Yep. All right, I'm going to finish watching the game, y'all. I'm going to holler.
All right.
All right, y'all. I'll see y'all Thursday.
All right, big fella.
Yes, sir.